Hey, everybody, welcome back here from the Bill Smith Softball Complex in Hastings, Nebraska, where we get set and ready to go for another edition of Bison Softball here on Kix 96.1. Just heard from head coach Easton Gillen getting his thoughts on the season so far and what he expects to see out of the tough Hastings St. Cecilia Hawkettes here tonight. Let's take you through our starting lineups. We'll start with the McCook Bison around the visiting side of the scoreboard tonight. Batting first and playing shortstop, it'll be Brooklyn Gillen. Batting second and playing first base, Danica Havlicek. Batting third and playing third base, Paige Bortner. Batting fourth and playing in center field, Malia Hilker. Batting fifth and catching, it'll be Rosalind Weimers. Batting sixth and playing second base, Layson Keller. Batting seventh and pitching, Briley Morgan. Batting eighth and playing in left field, Danny Johnson. And batting ninth and playing in right field, Sydney Hodgins. Once again, sending into the circle tonight, Easton Gillen sends Briley Morgan out there again. Briley has been a steady, true pitcher for the Bison this season, and she'll try to have another good one tonight. For the Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks, under head coach Ryan Onudka, the Bluehawks once again 23-2. Their starting lineup looks like this. Batting first and playing in center field, Kyler Widener. Batting second and playing in right field, it is Easy Coles. Batting third and playing catcher, Abby Mushelik. Batting fourth and pitching, Abby Rosso. Batting fifth and playing first base, Brooke Bolke. Batting sixth and the designated player tonight, it's Paisley Mangers. Batting seventh and playing third base, Maddie Bauer. Batting eighth and playing in left field, Chloe Rosso. And batting ninth and playing second base, it's Avery Kissinger. The flex and playing shortstop here tonight, it is Sydney Head. And once again, heading to the mat, to the circle for head coach Ryan Onudka here tonight, it is Audrey Rosso. Once again, take you through the starting lineups, running you through real quick. For Coach Gillen's Lady Bison, it's Gillen, Havlicek, Bortner, Hilker, Weimers, Keller, Morgan, Johnson, and Hodgins. For the Bluehawks, it is Widener, Coles, Mushelik, Rosso, Bolke, Mangers, Bauer, Rosso, and Kissinger. The pitching matchup, once again, Briley Morgan and Audrey Rosso. As Hastings St. Cecilia going through their starting lineups tonight, it's also youth night, so they got two or three young ones along with every single starter as they make their way out onto the positions. The Lady Bison are lined up at the, in front of their dugout, ready to have their starting lineups announced as well. Beautiful night for softball here in Hastings. Other than the wind, it is a bit windy outside as the sun is beginning to set here just over the right field fence, and a beautiful night for softball. 76 degrees outside at the moment, and like I said, it is a bit windy coming out of the north at about 18 miles an hour, and expected to dip down as we continue to play throughout the night. Could get as low as 60 degrees by the end of the game tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia and McCook battling it out, and this is a big game for the Bison, as the Bison currently sit ninth in the wild card power points. Gretna East, Crete, Nebraska City, Scutt, Hastings, Blair, Beatrice, and Northwest all sit above them. If McCook can get maybe out of that 8-6 range with a win here, they could maybe host a district final, but they got to get it through the sub-district tournament there on Monday. So it's certainly a big game tonight. And same thing for Hastings St. Cecilia, who currently sits number one in the Class C wildcard power points, as they have Newman and Great Island Central Catholic chasing them. They kind of eliminated GACC from maybe climbing up to that number one spot with taking them down on Monday of this week. But Bishop Newman is right on their tails. And the one of two losses for Hastings St. Cecilia came to Bishop Newman in David City at the Catholic school tournament there at Aquinas Catholic. Loss of them 11-10. The only other loss is to Great Island Northwest, who's currently sitting number one in the wild card power points in Class B at 23-1 and a back-to-back defending state champion. So a couple of good losses for the Bluehawks, who last season came up just a bit short of the state tournament. They were able to win the C8 sub-district tournament right here at the Bill Smith softball complex, taking down CCV 8-1 and Central City 4-2. Then ended up losing in the C1 district final to Hastings. Winning the C1 district final, I should say, here in Hastings, to taking down Fairbury 17-1 and 19-5. And then they went 2-2 with the state tournament, defeated Gothenburg in the first round 7-3, lost to Ashland Greenwood in the winner's bracket semifinals 13-4, wrapped around to beat Freeman in the loser bracket 13-1, and then ended up losing to Bishop Newman 12-1 in the state semifinals. Hastings St. Cecilia last year was coming off of a state runner-up appearance in 2022, so they'd love nothing more to bring home another softball trophy here to the school. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will have First pitch, it's Hastings St. Cecilia. Anna McCook here from the Bill Smith Softball Complex in Hastings. This is Bison Softball here on Kix 96.1. Welcome back here from the Bill Smith Softball Complex in Hastings. Just about set and ready to go for first pitch between the Hastings St. Cecilia Hawkettes and the McCook Lady Bison. Going to be a good one tonight. McCook 22-6. Hastings St. Cecilia 23-2. The Hawkettes have won 15 straight in 20 of their last 21 games. McCook has won 8 of their last 9 and 15 of their last 18 games. And it's here at the Bill Smith Softball Complex. Going to be a good one, and like I said, this is kind of McCook's home away from home. They've already played in two tournaments up here, played in the Hastings invite and then the Hastings St. Cecilia invite. Usually spend a little more time here than just those couple of invites, as they have some double duels usually here. They've also played Lincoln Northwest here once this year, so third trip up here. Kind of feels like the home away from home, and that's how it is for a lot of schools. They come here to Hastings because this is where the state tournament is. You want to kind of play some state tournament like softball throughout the regular season, and this is one of those state tournament-like games, final game of the regular season. This does not count for your wild card power points for your sub-district seeding, but it could for your district final seeding, and that's kind of what each of these two teams are really looking at now. If they can advance through the sub-district tournament, get into a district final, the winner of this game can certainly add this to the schedule and have them propel them maybe up over a couple of teams. Hastings St. Cecilia, like we said, wanting to stay in that number one spot at the top of the Class C standings. McCook looking to move up a little bit, gain some traction there, especially because they got a tough sub-district, but we'll also have a chance maybe instead of taking a four-hour bus trip east or west or wherever, they could be hosting a district final along with a sub-district tournament like they are coming up on Monday, where they'll take on Gehring in the first round, and then the winner of Scotts Bluff, where they'll take on Alliance in the first round, and then the winner of Scotts Bluff and Gehring. Going to be a good one tonight. A lot at stake for each of these two squads, but it's also the last game of the regular season. Man, oh man, how fast the season flies by. We talked with head coach Easton Gillen about that in the pregame show. Seems like just yesterday we were talking to him about how the first day of practice went, and here we are, last game of the regular season, talking about the postseason and all the matchups that we could see, and every single team around the state doing the same thing, as they'll get a little weekend break here, and then it's off to the sub-district tournaments across the state of Nebraska on Monday. But one more final game in between then and now, and the Hastings St. Cecilia Tigers will try to, the Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks will try to bolster that record, make it 16 straight games, or will the Lady Bison have enough juice to carry it from that momentum last week of taking down Scotts Bluff and basically a must win if you want to host the sub-district tournament? Can they use some of that momentum here tonight? Brooklyn Gillen digs in to take on Audrey Rosso. And we are just about set and ready to go. First pitch, and we are underway here from Hastings, and it's just a bit high for ball number one. Brooklyn comes in two tonight after a stellar week last week, in which she was not caught out anywhere last week. Had a perfect week last week, reached base in every single plate appearance, and especially was a threat on the base pass in Ogallala. And Gillen will take high and tight for ball number two, and it makes it two balls and no strikes. Gillen on the season as the leadoff hitter is batting .585 with four homers and 33 RBIs. As Rosso reclimbs the rubber and winds and deals the 2-0, and the offering is in there for a strike right at the knees to make it two balls and one strike. Gillen talked a little bit about her there in the pregame show about how much she has just helped this Bison offense by getting on base any way she can. Here's the pitch. Gillen swings and pops it up, making its way down the left field line, and it'll carry him foul. So the count is now two balls and two strikes here in the top of the first inning. No score. And leadoff hitter Brooklyn Gillen trying to get on base again here for the Lady Bison. Like I mentioned, had a great day in Ogallala last Thursday, where she went 7-for-7 at the plate, scored a lot of runs, was a menace on the base pass for opposing hitters. And now here's a swing, line drive out of the left field gap, and that one will roll all the way to the wall. Gillen is around first, on her way to second base, and she is in standing up, so it's a leadoff double for Brooklyn Gillen, and there we go. She continues kind of her perfect streak, as she was 7-for-7 on Thursday, now make it 8-for-8 in her last eight plate appearances, and Brooklyn Gillen leads off with a double here for the Lady Bison, and it'll bring up Danica Havlicek here for Easton Gillen squad. Danica out of the left-handed batter's box will face Rosso here with a runner on second base. nothing score at the top of the first inning. Bison trying to strike first like they have all season long. And Rosso's pitcher to have the check is bunted up the third baseline. It'll be in the air and then finally drop down foul right in front of the Blue Hawk dugout. The Bison have just started early, and it kind of seemed like from that Hastings loss on where the Bison lost 10-0, Coach Gillen said he really got on them and said, you guys need to start early. Get the bats going early. Score runs early. Put the pressure on them. Here's the pitch, and Danica Avalichak will bunt for a second time and fouls it off for a second time. So the count now, no balls and two strikes. And since then, it seems like the Bison in every game are able to score runs within the first couple of innings, and it put a lot of pressure on them, especially in that Scotts Bluff game. Yeah, it wasn't until the fourth, but the Bison broke it open just with a couple of runs in the fourth inning, and it was enough to kind of put Scotts Bluff on their heels. The pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. So Danica Havlicek goes down swinging, and Audrey Rosso responds to the leadoff double with a strikeout, and now Paige Bortner will step up to the plate. So Paige Bortner will dig in here for the Lady Bison. Paige, 440 average on the season, two homers and 29 RBIs. As Rosso will check the wristband and the first pitch, Paige liked it, swung and missed at it though. The count is now no balls and one strike. Paige, as you know, that patented leather cattle gloves is the batting gloves, and it's really helped her throughout her whole career. Here's the pitch, swung out, lifted into center field. Widener on the way back, she'll make the play. Gillen tags, wanted to go to third, and will be stopped up there, so the runner will stay on second base. So after a leadoff double, it's a strikeout and a flyout for the Bison, and now four-hole hitter and star there this season, driving in a lot of runs, Malia Hilker will step up to the plate here for the Bison, as Hilker will kick the dust in the batter's box. Two down, top of the first inning, no score. Runner on second base for the Lady Bison. And Hilker will dig in to take on Rosso here. He's really settled down after that leadoff double in the pitch. Hilker will take on the inside corner for a ball, and so make it one ball and no strikes. No to the hitter. They're going to throw it down to first base and got her. They're going to say that went off of her bat, dumped in front of home plate, and instead of it being a foul ball, it was in front of home plate enough, and it's a fair ball, and Hilker is thrown out on a 2-1, 2-3 put out, and Easton Gillen is going to talk with the home plate umpire there, as it was a high and tight pitch that Hilker tried to get out of the way, and it must have hit the bottom of the bat and then squeaked out in front of home plate. And Easton Gillen is still talking here with the home plate umpire along with the assistant coaches, and the assistant coaches are saying that might have hit her hand, but Hastings St. Cecilia is going to take it, as now the home plate umpire is out talking with the field umpire if he saw anything, and the Bison are arguing did it hit the wrist or not, and they're saying it went off the end of the bat, and she is out. So that will do it here for the first inning. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, bottom of the first, nothing score between Hastings and McCook. This is McCook Bison softball here on Kix 96.1. Welcome back here, Bison softball, Kicks 96-1 from the Bill Smith Complex in Hastings, where the state tournament will be held coming up here in just a couple of weeks. And the Lady Bison, a weird ending to inning number one. Malia Hilker thought she got hit with a pinch on the wrist. Instead, they say it goes off the bottom of the bat, squeaks out in front of home plate, and the catcher for the Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks, Mushelik, grabbed it in foul territory, and then the home plate umpire said, hey, that's a fair ball. Grabbed it in fair territory, said it was a fair ball, threw it down to first, and that's how the inning comes to a close. So the Bison will head out on defense here with a nothing score at the bottom of the first inning. Into the circle again for another time this year. Seems like we say it a lot, but Briley Morgan of the circle here for the Bison, 15-5 record, a 1.58 ERA, 102 innings pitched, has given up 62 hits, 44 runs, just 23 of those earned, 64 walks and 118 strikeouts. A great senior season for Briley Morgan, who has worked so hard to get to the point where she is today. And those 118 strikeouts, she loves that here. And she will face leadoff hitter Kyler Widener, who swings and pops it up down the left field line. Foul as it just touches the infield dirt before it squeaks into foul territory down the left field line. So the count will be no balls and one strike here to Kyler Widener. So the Bison, kind of a weird end there, first inning after a leadoff double. And now Hastings St. Cecilia trying to use some of that momentum after that weird play to maybe get things going for them at the bottom of the first. Here's the pinch, and Widener will take a ball on the outside. So make it one ball and one strike. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Just one hit so far today. It was that double from Brooklyn Gillen to lead it off. Widener digs back in here to the left-handed batter's box. Brolin winds and delivers from the rubber, and it's high and away for a ball. Brolin, over the last couple of weeks, has really loved to live on that outside corner. And when you do that, yeah, you're going to pay for it with some balls, but has been able to throw some hitters off doing that. And the 2-1 pinch, same spot as the last one, to make it three balls and one strike. And it really came apparent on how much of an advantage that was in that Scott's Bluff game. Would throw three or four pitches outside and then come back inside, and Scott's Bluff didn't know what to do with it. And the 3-1 pitch is swung out of miss from Widener to make it full, three balls and two strikes. And that's what Bradley Morgan's trying to set up here against Kyler Widener, the leadoff hitter for the Hawkins. Nothing score, bottom of the first inning, nobody out. And here's the 3-2 pitch, fouled off out of the back screen. And Roslin makes a great play, catches it off the screen, but that does not count as an out. So three balls, two strikes. Nobody on. Leadoff hitter up here for the Hawkins in the top of the first. In the bottom of the first. And the pitch. Outside corner. Ball four. And Kyler Widener is on with a leadoff walk. So a great start there for the Hawkins, who get their leadoff hitter on. Bison did the same thing. And then it was three up, three down right after that for Andre Rosso. And so Bradley Morgan will try to do the same thing. It's something that the Bison have done, excelled at this season, getting out of jams, especially with no outs. And that'll bring up Izzy Coles to the plate here for the Hawkins. And here's the pitch. Coles will take outside for a ball. Widener retreats back to the bag over at first base. And the count's now one ball to no strikes. As Bradley twirls that ball out of the glove, standing behind the rubber, still in the circle though. Widener on first here for the Hawkins. Bottom of the first inning, no score. And at the plate, it is Izzy Coles, the right fielder here for the Blue Hawks. And the pitch tour is swung on and lifted high and deep into left field. Making her way over to make the catch out there in left is Johnson. And so that'll be the first out of the inning. So one out. As Coles hit a nice high shot, but just didn't get much depth on it, as Johnson rang it in just a couple of steps and one over to her left to make the play. So one down here in the bottom of the first inning. And now it'll be Abby Mushelik stepping up to the plate here, who is behind the dish for today's game and batting third. She digs in, kicks the dirt around to the right-hander's batter's box, and settles in there. Bradley Morgan will do the same thing on the rubber and the pitch. And that one's on the outside corner, called for a ball. So make it one ball and no strikes here. So runner on first base here for the Blue Hawks. After the leadoff walk, and then it was a flyout, Mushelik will take inside right of the toes for ball number two. Two balls, no strikes, one down, bottom of the first inning, 0-0 score. Bradley checks the wrist, twirls the ball on the hip, and now winds and delivers the 2-0, and that one's on the outside corner for a ball. So Hastings St. Cecilia, like I mentioned, off to a great start. Well, have had a great season, I guess you could say. Now you can't really say a start anymore, as this is the last regular season game, but 23-2. Here's the pinch, and that one's on the inside corner for a ball, and make it ball four. And so it's two walks in the inning here for Bradley Morgan. And that'll put runners on first and second base. Bradley this season has surrendered just now 66 walks compared to 118 strikeouts. And it's a Bison pitching staff that as a whole really hasn't walked a ton of batters over the last part of the season, as they had five or more walks in their first four games, and since then just four. And now they already have two in this one, both of them coming in the first inning. And it's runners on first and second base with one out. And the four-hole hitter here for the Hawkettes stepping up in Audrey Rosso. So Rosso, who's in the circle on defense, now trying to come up clutch here on the offensive side of things. And the first pitch to her is on the inside corner for a ball. So Briley trying to go maybe back to the inside corner here after working the outside those first three hitters pretty hard. One down, just got the fly out from Izzy Coles after the leadoff walk. But then it was a one-out walk there just a second ago to Mushelik, who stands on first. And the pitch right down the middle and in there for a strike to even it out. What a ball. And one strike with runners on first and second in a 0-0 score. Beautiful night for softball here in Hastings. A bit windy. I think if you wanted to say if it was a pitch perfect night, you maybe would tone the wind down a little bit, but still a beautiful night for softball. The pitch swung on and laced high out of the left field. It'll be caught by Johnson. She doubles him off at second base, and it's a double play to end the inning. Danny Johnson with a heads-up play took one step to her left on a line drive right out her and doubled off Kyler Widener over there at first to end the inning. So we are through one here from the Smith Softball Complex in Hastings. It is McCook 0, Hastings St. Cecilia 0. This is Bison Softball on Kix 96.1. Welcome back here from Smith Softball Complex. Back a bit early because what a development. So Hastings St. Cecilia should have a runner on. Here's what happened when we went to the break there. Hastings St. Cecilia, they said it was a double play, and it was Mushelik. It was Widener that got doubled off at second base after a line out, but they say that the second baseman now they're going to throw over to first, and she should be out over there. I have never seen this either.
Ever in my entire life. I don't know if I've ever seen a team come off the field.
And so here's Briley Morgan. She's facing Brooke Bolke here. And we'll kind of take you through everything that just happened. So the Bison got a line out there to Danny Johnson. Danny then threw it into second base. Layson Keller, who the umpires say did not touch second base to complete the double play. So there was one out, just bringing it to two as Bolke will take on the inside corner. And so there is two outs in the inning, but they say the third out didn't happen because Keller didn't touch second. So Mushelik didn't quit running, and she ran all the way home and scored a run there. And here's the pitch. And swing and a miss for a strike. And so, but it was Rosso. So they're going to say two runs came home there to make it 2-0. So 2-0. And here's the pitch, and that one's low for a ball. So Rosso was called out on the fly out to left field, but then Mushelik and Widener, after there was no double play there, and here's the ball that'll be rolled over foul, so it'll make it one ball and two strikes. But they both came around to score because Widener never quit running, and so did Mushelik, who will come home to score, and it's 2-0 now due to that. Bolke is at the plate. It's just an unbelievable play. And here's the pitch. Swung on, rolled over, down the third baseline. Bortner picks it, and it'll be foul. So the count will now be still remain one ball and two strikes. So it was Rosso at the plate. She hit a line drive out to left fielder Danny Johnson, who fielded it clean, made the play, threw it into second base to Layson Keller, who did not step on the bag, and Widener came home to score, and now here's a hot shot down the left field line, foul as well there from five-hole hitter Brooke Bolke. So she came around to score, Widener did, because Keller never stepped on second base, and then Mushelik never quit running either, and she came home to score, but the thing of it was, McCook was running off the field. They were off the field, some of them in the dugout getting ready to bat before the home plate umpire said no one is, she wasn't out at second base, and he, this one's on the outside corner for a ball, and you know, all the guys next to me are talking, I've never had seen that before, as both runners were able to come home and score because they never quit running because there was never an out over at second base. And now here's Bolke sitting a high and deep fly ball down the left field line, and it'll curve back foul, and lucky for Riley Morgan there, or else that would have made it 3-0. So it's Hastings St. Cecilia 2, McCook 0, and it's been a weird first inning. And here's the pinch, and Bolke will take outside for ball four. So after all of that, it's walk number three of the inning, an inning that McCook thought was over after a double play from the defense. And now Roslyn Weimers is coming out to talk with her ace pitcher, Bradley Morgan, to try to maybe calm her down here after just a weird ending to that inning, which didn't end because, like I said, so great heads up base running, I guess, by Hastings St. Cecilia, who saw there was no out call at second base where Keller apparently did not step on the bag, and they were able to bring home two runs there. Just unbelievable. It's kind of one of those things you couldn't really talk through because you didn't know what was going on either. So a runner on first base, and stepping up to the plate is Paisley Mangers here for the Blue Hawks. Runner on first base, 2-0 lead, and Mangers swings and hits a hot shot into left field. That ball will bounce, and a one hop to the wall around second on her way to third and in there standing up. So Mangers with a single that'll move Bolke all the way up to third, and it puts runners on the corners with just two outs here in the inning. So that is the first hit of the inning after three walks from Bradley Morgan. And a 2-0 lead for Hastings St. Cecilia. Maddie Bauer now at the plate, the 7-hole hitter for Hastings St. Cecilia. So what a first inning where Hastings St. Cecilia, where McCook thought they had avoided a jam. And instead, they've given up two runs and have a chance to give up more here. But the runner's on the corners from the Hawkettes, and the pitch. That will be on the outside corner for a ball. So Maddie Bauer, the third baseman, 7-hole hitter, digs in here with runners on the corners. A 2-0 lead for Hastings St. Cecilia. And a one ball, no strikeout here on Bauer. So Bauer touches the plate a couple of times, digs in, bent at the knees. Bradley Morgan toes the rubber and winds and delivers, and it's a hot shot down the third baseline, foul. So Brooke Bolke on third after she walked and then was driven over to the third by Paisley Mangers, who had a deep shot into left center field and one hop the wall. And it was a great play by Malia Hilker to field it off that temporary net fence out there and get it in as quickly as possible. So a runner on first, runner on third, 2-0 lead, one ball and one strike here for the Hawkettes. It is Bauer at the plate. And the pitch to Bauer is swung on, popped up, over to shortstop. Brooklyn Gillen has it go off of her glove. One run will come home to score and make it 3-0. Brooklyn, who played it, tried to make an over-the-shoulder catch there as the ball had some funky spin on it, and she stuck her glove out there but just missed time the grab, and it'll fall down to the outfield grass. And when it rains, it pours here for Hastings St. Cecilia as they now lead it 3-0. So E6 there for Maddie Bauer to get on. And it puts runners on first and second. And 8-hole hitter Chloe Rosso will step up to the plate. And the first pitch to her is on the outside corner, called for a ball. So runners on first and second. And Hastings St. Cecilia at one point thought they had no runs in the inning. Instead, they have three now and have opened up a sizable lead over the Lady Bison on the pitch. Rosso will take low and below the knees for ball two. So make it two balls and no strikes on the righty Rosso. Runners on first and second. It's Bauer on first. Mangers on second. Just one hit in the inning. And the pitch swung on, lifted high and deep down the right field line. It'll carry him into the fair ball. Mangers is around third on her way home to make it 4-0 on an RBI single from Chloe Rosso. And Hastings St. Cecilia keeps putting the bat on the ball. And with runners on first and third again. And Avery Kissinger will step up to the plate here, who has done a great job out of the 9-hole spot this season and in her career of being able to flip it back to the top with runners on base or drive the runners in, keep her on base as well. And she's got runners on first and third here, a 4-0 Hawkette lead in the pitch. She swings, pops it up high and deep in a right field. Hodgson's running her way in. It'll drop in front of her. One run is on her way home. It's 5-0. Now Gillen picks back over to third base. Runner and Kissinger takes off from first on her way to second on that throw. And it'll be 5-0 with two outs, and Hastings St. Cecilia continues to score. Kissinger with an RBI single, and the top of the order will be up here for Hastings St. Cecilia with runners on second and third. So Bauer comes home to score. Kissinger moves up to second on the throw. It's a single and an RBI for her. And Kyler Widener, who led off the inning with a walk, steps in here with a chance to maybe pour it on. And the pitch, Widener swings and pops it up, foul and out of play. So a 5-0 Hastings St. Cecilia lead here in the bottom of the first inning after an inning where McCook thought they were going to get out unscathed. And instead, they say Elation Keller doesn't touch second to double off the runner there. Two runs came home to score. And then since then, three more have come home as that pitch is on the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Runners on second and third. 5-0 lead here for the Blue Hawks. So the Blue Hawks saw a little bit of clearance there, scored some runs, and now are looking at a 5-0 lead on the pitch. And Widener swings and fouls it off again, make it one ball and two strikes. So what an inning. After McCook thought that Malia Hilker was hit on the hand in the top of the first. Instead, it squibbed off the bat in front of home plate. The catcher, Mushelik, picked it up, threw to first, and that's how McCook's inning came to a close. And then in this inning, so a weird play kept it going, and here's the pitch. That one's on the outside corner. It looked like a strike, but they say just misses the outer half of the plate, so the count will be even. Two balls, two strikes, two down. Runners on second and third. On second is Kissinger, the nine-hole hitter. Rosso is on third, both of them with a single and an RBI to extend the Hawkett lead. And the pitch here to Widener is swung on and fouled off. Almost looked like she didn't get anything of it, but just barely tipped the bottom of the bat to make it two balls, two strikes. Gains, count remains there here with two down. So the Cook Bison, after what they thought was the third out, have since then it's went walk, single, air, single, single. And the pitch to Widener is just a bit low to even the count at three balls and two strikes. So three balls, two strikes here in inning number one still. And here is the 3-2 pitch. And did she check her swing? The peel down to there, and she did! And Kyler Widener goes around, and Briley Morgan gets a much-needed out, and the Lady Bison get out of a weird first inning, but they leave it down 5-0. We'll be back with more Bison softball here on Kicks 96.1. Back here from Smith Softball Complex in Hastings, where, man, oh, man, what a first inning. Roslyn Weimer swings and cuts at the first pitch she sees here from Audrey Rosso, and the ball is fouled off and out of play, so the count now is no balls and one strikes. A first inning where McCook thought it would be 0-0 with Roslyn Weimer stepping up to the plate. Instead, two runs came home to score on one of the weirdest plays we had seen, and here is Weimer's taking hide away for a ball to make it, no, a strike, excuse me, just got the outside corner, so make it no balls and two strikes here from Rosso. Weimer's now digs in, but Layson Keller on what they thought. She doubled off the runner at second. Here's the pinch, and she'll take inside corner for a ball. Instead, she misses second base. The runners never stop running. Two runs came home to score. McCook was running off the field thinking they got out of the inning. Instead, they didn't know when two runs came home, and then after that, three more were tacked on as Weimers protects the plate well with another foul ball. Count remains at one ball and two strikes. So the Lady Bison, who thought it was 0-0, there after they doubled off the runner at second base, instead it's 5-0 after just a weird first inning. And the Bison's first inning ended weirdly as well in the top of the first, as Weimers digs in here again to the 1-2 tour, swing and a miss, got over the off speed, strikeout two for Rosso. And that'll bring up Layson Keller. So the Bison, who in the top of the first had a runner on second base, it went strikeout, flyout. Malia Hilker dug in, and she received a pitch that was high and tight, but swung the bat trying to get out of the way. It went off the end of the bat and squibbed out in front of home plate. And so the catcher picked it up, threw it down as Keller swings at the first pitch she sees and fouls it off. And then Hilker was thrown out at first base. So just a first inning of plays that you'll probably see once in all of your life. And Hastings St. Cecilia took advantage of each of them. scoring 5 runs in the bottom half. And the pitch, and that one's low and in for a ball to make it 1-1 here from Audrey Rosso. Layson Keller at the plate with a 3.24 average, 1 homer and 16 RBIs. Has spent some time here kind of towards the later half of the lineup after spending most of the season the 2-hole. The pitch, Keller swings and fouls it off of her leg. Looks like she's going to be okay. And the count's now 1-2. 5-0 Hastings St. Cecilia lead, who in that inning, McCook saw 2 errors along with a 3 hits, 5 runs come across, 3 walks, and here's the pitch, swung on, rolled over, down the third baseline, foul, and the count will remain 1-2. So 1-2 here in the top of the second inning. McCook trying to dig themselves out of a 5-0 lead. And the only thing you can really do from here on out is just continue to chip away. Keep it to the point where you're not going to get run ruled and just keep giving yourself a chance. Bison trying to do that here. 1 down of the inning, though. The pitch, Keller swings and misses right through it on the outside corner. So back-to-back strikeouts to start inning number 2. And now Briley Morgan will step up to the plate. So Brinley will dig in here with nobody on, 2 down, and a 5-0 Hawkett lead as she kicks the dirt all around there in the right-handed batter's box, getting set and ready for Rosso to till the rubber, and which she finally does, and now winds and delivers the first pitch, and Brinley swings and hits a high fly ball down the right field line that'll carry him into the bullpen for strike number 1, and make it 0-1 here with 2 down at the top of the second inning. Brinley Morgan, .238 hitter this season, with 19 RBIs and no homers. Can the Bison find some life here with 2 outs? And the pitch. Riley swings, rolls it over towards third, picked up there by Bauer on to first, and it is in time. So 3 up, 3 down for the Bison, 6 straight for Rosso, and we're headed to the bottom half of the second. It is McCook down 5-0 to Hastings St. Cecilia. This is Bison softball here on Kix 96.1. Bison softball here on Kix 96.1, back from the Bill Smith Softball Complex in Hastings, where it is a 5-0 lead for the Hastings St. Cecilia Hawkettes, who used a couple of weird plays in the first inning to their advantage to get McCook back out of the field, and put themselves into the dugout for offense, as they used a kind of a weird play to end the top of the first, and then a weird play in the bottom of the first to their advantage, and end up putting up 5 runs there, and now they step up here in the second with a 5-0 lead. Riley Morgan back out here into the circle for the Bison. She'll face 2, 3, and 4 in the Hawkett lineup, and Izzy Coles, the first batter she faces, swings and lifts one high and deep in a right field. Hutchins, 2 steps in, now travels over to a right and will make the play for out number 1. So Izzy Coles, 2 at bats, 2 flyouts, 1 to left and 1 to right, and now Abby Mushelik will step up to the plate. It was Mushelik who kept running from first base after Keller supposedly missed second there on the double play and ran all the way home to score and give Hastings St. Cecilia a 2-0 lead. It was Kyler Widener that the Bison thought they doubled off, and she continued running and scored as well. So Mushelik digs in here 0-0 with a walk and a run scored, and faces Bradley for the second time and takes an outside pitch for ball number 1. Bradley been trying to live on that outside corner again today, and it's worked for her a couple of times. Just 1 strikeout so far. Got a Widener to strike out looking to end the top of the end the bottom of the first inning, and now here in the bottom of the second, 1 down. The pitch to Mushelik, and that's on the outside corner for a ball. So 2-0. McCook 22-6 this season. It is the first 20-win regular season for the Bison since 2007. The pitch, and that one is low for a ball. McCook in 07 went 22-4 in the regular season, finished the year at 26-6, won the B6 district tournament, went 1-2 at the state tournament. And here is the 2-1 pitch from Morgan. It swung on and missed for strike number 2. Paige Bortner jumping up and down. Maybe she thought it was strike 3 over there, but trying to get Riley Morgan hyped up. The Bison definitely need it. And it's just kind of one of those things, after that weird play, you need to find a play yourself to kind of get your team back hyped up. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. And Riley Morgan has retired 3 straight Hawkettes, 2 of them coming with a strikeout. That's her second strikeout of the evening. And now Abby Rosso will step into the plate. excuse me, Audrey Rosso. So Audrey Rosso will step up to the plate. She flew out to left field, and she was the one that flew out. It was really a line drive right at Danny Johnson, who's playing near the line over there in the left, and she'll take an inside pitch for ball number one. But it was basically right at her. Had to move up one step into the right one step, but made the play, threw it to second, and then that's where Keller did not touch second base. Hastings St. Cecilia didn't stop running, and it was a 2-0 lead just like that. Here's the pitch, and taking the inside corner for a strike to make it one ball and one strike, two down, nobody on, bottom of the second inning. Lights have come on as the sun has began to set, or is really basically all the way set out there behind the right field foul pole on the pitch, and that one will be just behind the leg of Rosso there, the right leg, as she kicks it up in the air to avoid getting hit, and the count now goes to two balls and one strike here in the bottom of the second inning. 5-0 lead for Hastings St. Cecilia. And here is the 2-1 pitch. Swung on, popped up high into the outfield. Hilker to her right, backing up three or four steps, almost against the wall, and she will make the play, and the inning comes to a close. So Briley Morgan has retired the last four straight and sends the Hawkettes three up, three down to the second. To the third we go here from Hastings. It is McCook down 5-0. This is Bison softball on Kix 96.1. Hastings St. Cecilia in front of the Lady Bison 5-0 as we get ready to start inning number three. And leading it off here for the Lady Bison will be eight-hole hitter Danny Johnson, who has been pretty active out there in left field today, has made a couple of grabs out there in the first pitch to her. Danny swings, sends a hot shot up the middle and a roll all the way to the wall, bouncing off the catch fence. Rounding first on her way to second is Danny Johnson, and she's in, standing up with a leadoff double here in inning number three. Danny Johnson comes up in the clutch. Danny, who comes off of a great week last week and a great day against Scott's Bluff, where she went 2-for-3 with a couple of singles and RBI, and now steps up huge here against Hastings St. Cecilia, trying to pour some life out of that McCook dugout where it was just all taken out from him after a 5-run first inning. And now here's a pitch swung out high and deep out into left center field. That ball's way back, and it's gone for Sydney Hutchins! And the Bison make it 5-2. Sydney Hutchins with her second homer of the season drives in Danny Johnson, and the Bison get the life they drastically needed. So how about that? The bottom of the order steps up huge for the Bison. A leadoff double, and then a first pitch swinging home run from Sydney Hutchins, who sends her second home run of the season. And it's the bottom of the order this season for the Bison that has just improved so drastically from last year. And like Easton Gillen said, it's 1-9 that has just been so special this year for his squad, especially those 7, 8, and 9 hitters. It's kind of been a revolving door between 6 and 7, but 8 and 9 between Janney and Sydney have really come on hot as of late, and they come up huge here to cut the lead from 5-3 with one swing of the bat from Sydney Hutchins. So it's 5-2 now. Brooklyn Gillen at the plate in the first pitch. Gillen sees, and it's high and tight and hits her. It's a true hit by pitch this time, and Gillen is on to first base. So Brooklyn has now reached in her first two plate appearances with a double in the first and a hit by pitch in the third. And now that'll bring up Danica Havlicek to the plate with a runner on first base. A 5-2 game after a first pitch swinging 2-run homer from Sydney Hutchins, who hits her second one of the season. And if you remember back on towards the early of the year, she hit a home run to give the Bison the lead at one point in a game, and it just kind of carried on from there. She's been really hot as of late. So has Danny Johnson, and she stepped up huge with a leadoff double. And now Danica Havlicek digs in with a runner on first base and the pitch to her. Havlicek squares to bunt, and it'll go off the side of the bat and foul. So no balls and a one strike. Danica, 385 hitter this season. No homers, 10 RBIs. Brooklyn Gillen, who loves to steal, is over there in first base. See if Coach Gillen wants to send her or if Danica can get down a bunt here with nobody out in the top of the third inning. Bison have cut the lead to 3, and here's the pitch that's on the outside corner for a ball, and it'll make it one ball and one strike here to Danica Havlicek. So Danica checking down towards third base, gets the sign from head coach Easton Killen, checks the arm band, pulls it up on the arm, digs into the left-handed batter's box, and here is the pitch from Rosso, pulls the bunt, pulls it back. Gillen, who is halfway down to second, retreats back to first, claps the hands, encouraging Danica Havlicek here to maybe drive her around. Two balls and one strike. Great at-bat worked here from Danica Havlicek, where Hastings St. Cecilia knows she's going to bunt. She knows she's going to bunt and has just been able to try to pick the pitch to do it, and she squares to bunt again, pulls it back, gives it above her chest, to throw back down to first base, and Gillen is back in time as the first baseman down there, Bulkey, was in trying to cover the bunt, and Kissinger ran over there. They were almost able to get Gillen out of the base pass, who still stands on first base. Three balls and a one strike here to Danica Havlicek with a runner on first base of 5-2. Hastings St. Cecilia lead, nobody out. The pitch to Havlicek, she swings and fouls it off out of play, and the count will now go full at three balls and two strikes. Easton Gillen checking the clipboard here and seeing what he wants Danica Havlicek to do with two outs and with two strikes, nobody out, and a runner on first base. A two-run shot from Sydney Hutchins, her second homer of the season, and the Bison's 12th home run of the season, as the 3-2 pitch will be fouled off from Havlicek. So the 12th homer the Bison have hit all season long. Danny stepped up and ripped up double number 43 of the year as a team for the Bison. Got on second base, and Sydney drove her home with a two-run homer to kind of give life to that Bison dugout. And here's the pitch. Danica swings, pops it up, foul, and it'll make its way out of play out of the Hastings St. Cecilia crowd. And the count remains at three balls and two strikes. What an at-bat here from Danica Havlicek. And this is a great at-bat with a runner on first base, nobody out, forcing Rosso to use a lot of pitches here, which usually isn't a huge thing in softball, but definitely kind of keeping your focus on the at-bat. The 3-2 pitch outside corner, called! Strike three. Danica did not like the call as she threw the hands up on her way back to the dugout. Strikeout number four from Rosso today. And that'll now bring up Paige Bortner with one down and a runner on first base. So Audrey Rosso, after all of that, tons of foul balls, tons of what are you going to do? Are you going to bunt? Are you going to swing away? And finally, Rosso just ends up with a strikeout. The first pitch to Paige Bortner. She swings, lifts it high and deep into left field. Chloe Rosso over near the line, and she'll make the play. Chloe Rosso, who was standing near the line but not far. Brooklyn Gillen now takes off down to second, and she is in standing up, so it'll turn into a sack fly for Paige Bortner, and it'll put a runner on second base for the Bison with two outs. And Brooklyn Gillen gets up into a cloud of dust and is all dirty after she had a head-first slide, heads-up base running by her to now put a runner on second base for Malia Hilker. But a sack fly out to right field, basically with 2 feet on the right line. Rosso squeezed it and was able to make the great play. So runner on second base for the Bison. The first pitch here to Hilker, and she'll take inside for a ball. Hilker, her first time up, was what she thought hit by a pitch or close to her hands was a foul ball. Instead, it squeaked out in front of home plate, became fair, and Mushelek threw it down to first to throw her out, and now Hilker will take low and away for ball two. So Hilker, 4.27 average on the season with two homers and 32 ribbies. And would love nothing more to make it 33 with Brooklyn Gillen, the speedster, on second. And the pinch, and she'll take in the dirt, bounced in front of home plate for ball number three. So three balls and no strikes here for Malia Hilker, who stands at the front of her box, taking practice cuts, looking down at Easton Gillen, gets the sign, and now we'll dig in here with the elbow out over home plate. Rosso gets the sign, winds and delivers the 3-0. It swung on, rolled over towards short. We'll get past the shortstop into left field. Gillen is around third, on her way home to score. An RBI single from Malia Hilker, and the Bison have cut the lead to 2 at 5-3. So Malia Hilker on a 3-0 pitch drives it past the shortstop head into left field, just out past her outstretched arm there to her right and struck it into left field. Big hit there for Malia Hooker, especially with a 3-0 count. And now Roslyn Weimers will dig in. Roslyn led off inning number two and is in here inning number three, trying to keep it going with two down and a runner on first. The first pitch, Weimers swings, sends a hot shot out of the right field, and Coles will be in. Dives! Did she make the play? No! The ball falls onto the turf. Rounding third on her way home is Hooker. She'll pull back up, retreat to the bag. The bag, the ball gets past the pitcher, and Hooker will come home to score. Weimers on her way to second. Everybody is safe, and the Bison with a 4-run top of the third have cut the lead to one. Roslyn Weimers sends a hot shot in a right and gets it with an RBI single. A run comes home to score after Hilker watches the ball get past the catcher Rosso and went into the dugout. A run come home to score, and the Bison have cut the lead to one. That was a tough play out there for Coles and Wright. Could be an error, but I'd give her a hit, as that was a tough play. Coles had to run to her left near the line and dive to make the play, and the ball just squeaked out of the last second, and it dropped down. So a runner on second base after the throw gets past the pitcher and rolled up against the dugout. Definitely an error there. Here's the pitch, and that one is just high for a ball. Hilker was on her way to third, was in there standing up, and then churned and took a long look at home, retreated back to the bag, and that's when the ball got past. Now there's a hot shot right of the shortstop head, picks it, fires to first, and it's in time. So Layson Keller will end the inning with a 6-3 ground out, but the Bison don't go quietly in the third. They strike back, giving them some new life, and we head to the fourth inning, to the bottom of the third, excuse me. It is Hastings St. Cecilia 5, McCook 4. This is Bison softball here on Kix 96.1. Back here from Smith Softball Complex in Hastings, where the Bison with a 4-run top of the third inning put some life into a dugout that kind of lost it after a interesting first inning, but one that Hastings St. Cecilia used their advantage to score 5 runs. And here we are in the third inning, the Bison now trying to protect a 1-run deficit with the tough Hastings St. Cecilia lineup due back up to the plate here in the bottom of the third inning. 5-4. It was a 4-run inning where the Bison used basically the whole lineup. A 2-run shot kind of broke the scoring open for the Bison from Sydney Hutchins, and that could be a game changer as well, as Brooke Bulkey will dig in. Bradley Morgan has retired the last 4 Hawkettes that have been sent to the plate, 2 of which with a strikeout. And here is the first pitch to Bulkey, and she will take on the outside for a ball. And the Bison using the heads-up base running that they have all season long, and it comes up clutch for them there as the Bison saw the ball, and here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike number 2. Excuse me, it's no balls and 2 strikes here. So the Bison, who this season have just done a great job with the base pass, they do a great job again there, as Hilker watched it squeak past the third baseman, roll up against the foul, against the fence. She was able to squirm home after an RBI, after a single from Roslyn Weimers that kept the inning going. And that made it 5-4. Here's the pinch, and that one's on the outside for a ball. But the 2-run shot started it. Then Brooklyn got on by being hit by a pitch. Malia Hilker drove her home on a bounding ball between short and third. Then Roslyn drove home the next run. So Bradley retakes the mound. 2 balls and 2 strikes here. And the pitch to Bulkey swung out, rolled over towards short. And Brooklyn Gillett has trouble with it. The throw to first is not in time. Brooklyn, it popped out of the back of her glove and right in front of her. But Bulkey, who was on her horse, gets on to first base there to start out the third inning on an E6. So Brooklyn, who fielded it cleanly and then went to go to the transfer to the hand, and it just kind of popped out of the back of the glove, squibbed out in front of her. And when she picked it up, Bulky was already on first base but still attempted to throw over there, and it was just late. And so now Paisley Mangers digs in, and she ends a hot shot right at Keller. It'll go off her glove and into center field on a hard ground ball that Keller had to go to her right to. Kicks off of her knees and into center field, and it's runners on first and second base. So the Bison with back-to-back errors there is Keller, who has been very solid over there at second base all season long. That time was sheeted more towards first and had to go to her right to make the play, and it kicked off of her knees, took a high bounce into center field. Hilker was on her horse in to get the softball to keep the runners at first and second. So nobody out now, and Maddie Bauer will dig in here for the Hawkettes with runners on first and second base. Nobody out. McCook down by one at 5-4. And so Bauer digs in here with a chance to maybe break it back open for Hastings St. Cecilia. And here is the pitch, and it'll be taken on the outside corner for a ball. So one ball and no strikes. The Bison trying to protect that one-run deficit, while Hastings St. Cecilia, who you don't want to say they blew that five-run lead, but opened up a five-run lead and now trying to open it up again. The pitch swung on, popped up high and deep into right field. Running in to get it is Johnson, and left. She'll make the play. Brooklyn Gillen was also out there, and Danny called her off right up against the foul line, just a 2 or 3 feet in front of the infield dirt, and that'll be out number one. So a huge out number one as Maddie Bauer flies out to right field, and now Chloe Rosso will dig in, who singled and made her way all the way to third, also drove home a run her first time at the plate in the first inning, where the Hawkettes batted all the way around. Runners on first and second here with just one out, and the pitch from Brightley Morgan to Rosso is inside on the outside corner, called for a strike. So no balls and one strike, one down here in the bottom of the third inning. McCook with a four spot in the top half on the scoreboard, now trying to protect that. The pitch, and taken on the outside corner for strike number two. So Bradley Morgan quickly ahead of the count, no balls and two strikes. Something that she's kind of struggled with today is getting ahead of the count like this. Hasn't had too many 0-2 counts. And now she does here. The 0-2 pitch to Rosso swung on and fouled off as she protects the plate well out of the 8 hole. Avery Kissinger waits on deck, the speedster, and then it's to the top of the order for Hastings St. Cecilia. 23-2. Hastings St. Cecilia has won 20 games or more every single year since 2017, and that one is in the dirt for a ball. So the count will be one ball and two strikes here. Hastings St. Cecilia making the state tournament every year from 2019 on, bringing home the state runner-up trophy in 2022. And last year were the number one seed and left a little bit snake-bitten. That pitch is on the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes, losing to Bishop Newman of the state semifinals. They would have had to beat them twice to make it to Connie Clausen Field in Omaha to compete for the state championship. And the pitch. That one is on the outside corner. Didn't get the call that time. The count goes full at three balls and two strikes. So from 0-2 to 3-2, runners on first and second, 5-4 Hastings St. Cecilia Reed, one out here in the bottom of the fourth. And the pitch swung on, popped up, foul, and out of play. So Hastings St. Cecilia trying to get back there. The team, they lost to in Newman last year, 12-1 in that semifinal. Ashlyn Greenwood would go on to win the state championship over Newman 2-0. McCook last year losing to eventual state champion Grand Island Northwest in the district finals. And here is the 3-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled off. Just got a piece of it on the end of the bat there. And the count still remains 3-2. The Bison losing up there at Veterans Memorial Park in Grand Island, 10-6 in game one, 19-7 in game two, and brought everybody back off of a team that had no seniors last year. And here is the pitch, swung on, lifted over the second baseman's head. Keller, no, she runs back, makes the play, throws it to second, and they double offer there in time. time. So the Bison turn a double play to end the fourth inning. And we head to the fifth. Bison down by 1-5-4. What a play by Layson Keller. And the Bison and Hastings St. Cecilia have got a good one going. Buckle up and stick with us. To the fifth we go. It is Bison. To the fourth we go. Bison down 5-4. It's Bison softball here on Kicks 96.1. Kicks 96-1 back here from Hastings, where we head to inning number four. Briley Morgan leads it off for the Bison, as I was talking there in the third, thinking we were in the fourth. No, we're still an inning behind. But hey, third inning here, 5-4. Hastings St. Cecilia in front. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 5-run first inning. Bison come back with it with a 4-run third, and now Briley Morgan with a hot shot right back at Audrey Russo. She picks it, throws it over to first, and it's in time for out number one. 1-3 to start. Bradley, who grounded out her first time up, grounds out her second time. It was a line drive that just barely skipped along the dirt. Rosso with a tough play on it, but it was able to throw her out over at first base. So one down here in the top of the fourth inning. And now it'll be Danny Johnson at the plate, who doubled her last time up, and then Hotchins drove her home with a homer. Danny, the first pitch to her, she'll take on the outside corner for a strike. And now here is the 0-1 pitch on the outside corner here. So the Bison, a 5-run first inning that they gave up in an inning that saw just a lot of weird plays. But the Bison were, and it kind of looked like after that, the Bison might have lost a little bit of that confidence. Here's the pitch, and that one is in there for a strike at the knees on the outside corner. So count goes to 1-2. And it looked like the Bison maybe had lost a little bit of that life in the dugout or some of that confidence that they've had all year. And here's the 1-2 pitch. That one's high inside for a ball. And it was all right. The life, the confidence was just poured right back into him when Danny Johnson led off the third inning with a double, and then Sidney Hotchins drove her home with a home run. And the pitch swung on, lifted high and deep into center field, and over to make the play to her right is Widener, who was practically playing up near the fence out there in center field, and she moves over to her right to make the play. So the Bison, who have had some doubles tonight, now Hastings St. Cecilia, who is playing a little bit back from the normal positions there, not trying to allow any doubles, and that time it pays off, because if she was playing probably in the normal spot, still might have been able to get to it, but it might have dropped just over her glove. That time she runs right underneath it, and there is out number two of the fourth inning. And now nine-hole hitter Sidney Hotchins, who takes a big swing and a miss at strike one, steps under the dugout. Sidney just hit her second home run of the season and drove home runs 14 and 15 with that two-run shot that sent all the life back into the Bison dugout. Bison put up four in that last inning. After that two-run shot, then it was a hit batter for Brooklyn Gillen. Bison got two outs after that, but then it was a single and an RBI, single and an RBI. And it was 5-4. Bison now trying to maybe take the lead here. They're going to have to do it with two outs. The pitch, and Sidney will take low and in the dirt for a ball. As the Bison almost batted around there in the third inning, were one batter away, but Keller grounded out to end the inning last inning. And now, here in the fourth, two down after a ground out and a fly out. Sidney Hotchins at the plate, and the pitch to her. It's on the inside corner. And the count now, three balls and a one strike here on Sidney Hotchins. The nine-hole hitter trying to roll it over to the pesky Brooklyn Gillen, who's been on base every single time up today and has nine of her last nine of reaching base. And here is the 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. No, fouled off, excuse me. It looked like she missed it, but then you see it skirt out of the eyes and makes it foul. So the count now goes full. 3-2, 2-down. Nobody on for the Bison in the top of the fourth inning. 5-4, Hastings St. Cecilia lead. And Audrey Rosso climbs the rubber again, checks the side, winds and delivers. And this is popped up high and deep into center field. Widener to her left this time, runs in two steps, and will make the play. And the inning comes to a close. So the Bison go 3-3 in the top of the fourth. Bottom half coming up. It is Hastings St. Cecilia 5, McCook 4. It's Bison softball here on Kicks 96.1. Bottom of the fourth inning here from Hastings, where it is 5-4. Hastings St. Cecilia in front as they have kept that 5-run lead from the first inning on. Bison putting a big chink into that lead with 4 runs in the top of the third, but couldn't get any in the top of the fourth. And now Briley Morgan back into the circle to try to protect that 1-run deficit. And she'll face 9-hole hitter Avery Kissinger, who hits a hot shot in between short and third for a leadoff single. And Avery Kissinger is 2-for-2 with 2 singles today, and that was probably the hardest hit ball that we have seen today, and we have seen a homer as that ball was just screaming off the bat and went directly in between Brooklyn Gillen and Paige Bortner over there at third base. Gillen or Bortner neither attempted to move because they knew that ball was destined for left field right when it came off the bat. And out of the top of the order will step up here for the Blue Hawks with Kyler Widener digging in. Widener, who made the final 2 outs of the top of the fourth, and Widener now looking to slap, pulls it back. The throw down to first is taken by Havlicek as it was Keller over there tagging her. That was supposed to tag her anyway, and then Havlicek recognized Keller wasn't going to get there in time, and so just squeezed in out of the air. Kissinger, the speedster, over on first here for the Hawkins. Nobody out. Bottom of the fourth inning, 5-4 Hawkett lead. And here is the wind and deliver from Briley Morgan. Kissinger swings and fouls it off. The count will go even at 1-1. So 1-1. Here in inning number 4. And we talked about it in the pregame show, how much of a state tournament-type feel game this is, with each of them coming in with a huge win streak. That's usually what you see when you get to the state tournament. A lot of teams with some great winning streaks coming in. And here is the pitch from Briley Morgan. Takes it on the outside corner for a ball. Does the leadoff hitter Widener. So the count now 2-1. But the Bison, who come in, and like I said, going off of that, and kind of a state tournament type field game. Bison have won 8 of their last 9, 15 of 18. Hastings St. Cecilia has won 15 straight in 20 of their last 21 games. 15 straight, dating all the way back to earlier in the year. Here's the pitch, and taken on the outside corner for a strike to even the count at 2-2. Does Widener. As Hastings St. Cecilia, their last loss came on the 7th of September to Bishop Newman, 11-10. Newman, who sits second of the wild card points behind the Hawkettes. Newman at 23-3. Hastings St. Cecilia at 23-2. And the pitch. That one will be taken on the outside corner. Thought she might have caught the outside, but didn't. So the count goes full. 3-2 on the leadoff hitter Widener with a runner on first base and nobody out. In the bottom of the fourth inning, 5-4 lead. The pitch swung on, slapped over towards third, picked up by Bortner on the second for one. Keller looking to first and now throws it back, and they're going to say everybody is safe over there at first, but a force out to get the speedster Kissinger off the base pass. So it'll be a fielder's choice, 5-4. And then an FC for Widener to get on base if you're keeping the scorebook. And that'll be Izzy Coles to dig in, who's 0-2 with 2 flyouts, 1 to left and 1 to right. And we talk about hitting for the cycle. If Coles can fly out to center, she'll have flown out to all 3 outfield positions. Is that called something? Here's the pitch, and that one's on the inside corner for a ball. So runner on first base. Izzy Coles at the plate. 1 down, runner on first base. A 5-4 lead here for Hastings St. Cecilia. And the pitch from Morgan is on the inside corner and called for a strike. So make it 1-1. McCook, winners of their 8 of the last 9, 15 of 18. Got a big win last week over Scottsbluff, 9-1. If McCook did not win that, it would have been a tight race to see who would have hosted the sub-district tournament coming up on Monday, October 7th. That's next Monday. And McCook was able to beat him 9-1, and so that propelled him up to the wild card power points. Hot shot down the third baseline, fair. Rounding second on her way to third, it'll roll all the way up in a foul, Torrey against the wall. One run is coming home, and it's an RBI double for Izzy Coles. This time puts it on the ground, slices it right past the bag, and Kyler Widener comes all the way around from first to score, and Hastings St. Cecilia extends it back out to a two-run lead on an RBI double there from Izzy Coles, who just sent a hot shot right down the third base line and went fair past the third base bag, rolled into the left field foul territory, bounced up against the catch fence or the temporary fence out there in the outfield. Danny Johnson was on her horse to get it and kept Coles at second. Could have been a triple. And now Mushelik digs in here, and the first pitch to her is on the inside and called for a strike. So no balls and a one strike here. One down, a runner on first, second base, and a 6-4 Hastings St. Cecilia lead. That is their first run since the first inning. And the pitch. That one's on the outside corner for a ball. Make it one ball and a one strike, where Hastings St. Cecilia put up 5 runs in the first inning and just one since that last run that just came across, as you heard. 6-4 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 2-run lead. And here is the pitch. That one's popped up high and deep to left field. Danny Johnson turns, looks, and it is gone. Bye-bye softball, and Hastings St. Cecilia adds 2 more. It's now a 4-run lead on a 2-run shot from Abby Mushelik, and the catcher comes up big for the Blue Hawks here in inning number 4. So Abby Mushelik sends a high and long deep fly ball. Danny Johnson ran after it, 2 steps turned, and it was about 100 feet over her head still at that point. So a long home run there for Mushelik, and it's 3 runs in the inning now for Hastings St. Cecilia and an 8-4 lead for the Hawkettes. And at the plate is Audrey Rosso, and the first pitch to her is in there for a strike. So Bradley, who's been pitching strikes in the inning but has been giving up a lot of balls to hit to the Hawkettes, and oh boy, if they hit him here. And here is the pitch, and Rosso will take high and inside for a ball to even the count. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 down, nobody on now. So it was a leadoff single for Kissinger, a fielder's choice that got the first out, and a double and a homer. And that's how the 3 runs have come home. So a 3-run inning here for the Hawkettes. And here is the pitch from Bradley Morgan, the 1-1. And Rosso will take on the inside corner for a ball. So 2 balls and 1 strike. Hastings, the city, starting to go dark. Lights have come on behind at the distribution center just off to left field, then the hotel across the street, it's all lit up. And that's the pitch on the outside corner, called for a strike. The count goes full with 2 balls and 2 strikes as the sun has pretty much set. Still a little bit of pink in the sky, but you can see a couple of stars that are poking through. Still some blue. A beautiful night for softball, other than the wind. And here is the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, rolled over towards short, picked by Gillen. No, it'll bounce off her glove. Still on the first. Did she get her in time? Yes, she did. What a play by Brooklyn Gillen. Sticking with the play. That's the second time that's happened to her, where she squeezed the glove, and when she goes to transfer it to the hand, the ball pops out, squirts in front of her. That time she's able to pick it and throw it and get her out in time. So a 6-3 put out for out number 2, a big out number 2, as Brooke Bulkey will dig into the plate here for Hastings St. Cecilia with 2 down and a 4-run lead. So 5 in the bottom half of the first inning, 3 in the bottom half of the fourth for Hastings. And here is the pitch. That one is low for a ball. And like I mentioned, McCook, it was in a much-needed must-win game last week with Scott's Bluff. They did that. And if you can remember back to last year, McCook beat Hastings St. Cecilia at the JC Sports Complex. Here's the pitch, and that one's high and away for a ball. And it turned out to be huge for the Meissen, who didn't have to travel as far come district final time after they won the B9 sub-district tournament. Turned out to prove to be a big win. Here's the pitch. That one is just inside for a ball, and that's kind of why we talked about it there in the opening of how big this game is. Even though it doesn't count towards your sub-district seeding, the Bison and Hastings St. Cecilia can use it to their advantage come district final time as the 3-0 pitch is in there for a strike. So three balls and one strike here on Brooke Bulkey as McCook, if they win it, trying not to travel anywhere over three. I don't want to make a long bus trip. And the pitch, that one is on the inside corner, calling for strike number two. So make it three balls, two strikes, two down. And Hastings St. Cecilia is trying to keep that number one seed next to their name as well. And here's the 3-2 pitch. Swung on a hot shot down the left field line. Foul. And so the count remains at 3-2. So three balls, two strikes, two down, nobody on. An 8-4 Hawkett lead. Checking the wrist, and here is the pitch from Briley Morgan. She swings and misses. Strike number three, no. They're going to call it a foul ball. And so Bulkey will keep herself alive, just barely ticking the bat with the ball there. And now Briley Morgan gets the sign from the dugout, checks the armband, twirls the ball on the belt, toes the rubber, winds and delivers the 3-2. Swung on and lifted foul and out of play. So the count remains three balls and two strikes with two down here in the inning. So it is three runs in the inning, but a 6-3 put out. The last batter out gets it to 2 outs, and McCook trying to get out of the inning with no more damage done. And here is the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and Briley Morgan ends the fourth inning with a big strikeout, strikeout number three for her, and we head to the fifth here from Hastings. It is Hastings St. Cecilia 8, McCook 4. This is Bison softball on Kix 96.1. 8-4, Hastings St. Cecilia out in front of the McCook Lady Bison. And it'll be the top of the order due up here for the Bison. The first pitch to Brooklyn Gillen. She swings, tattoos one to the left center field fence, and it'll go all the way to the wall. Gillen's on her way around first, on her way to second, in standing up, and it's a leadoff double for Brooklyn Gillen, her second double of the game. And the third time she stepped up to the plate, the third time she has reached base, and will bring some life to the Bison dugout, who just gave up three runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. And the Bison need four to tie, five to take the lead. They already have a four spot in the game. It came in the top of the third after a two-run shot really just opened the floodgate for the Bison offense, who were held three up, three down last inning. And the pitch to Danica Havlicek, she takes high and tight for ball number one. So one ball and no strikes. 8-4 Hastings St. Cecilia in the top of the fifth inning. McCook trying to get a big win here to end out the regular season. They've already done something this year that they haven't done in 17 years. That's finished the regular season with 20 or more wins. And their last 20-win season, including the postseason, was 2017. So it's been 70 years since then. 8-4. And here is the pitch. Havlicek swings through it. On her way down to third base is Brooklyn Gillen. The throw, ball pops out into the... Did she get the tag on after it popped out? She was able to pick it back up. Gillen slides in safely, and how about that? Taking third base. And Brooklyn Gillen stands just a few feet away. How about that stolen base for Brooklyn? It's stolen base number 65 as a team for the Lady Bison. And Brooklyn Gillen on a close play down there at third, in which the third baseman Bauer had it fall out of her glove. She picked it up, and I thought she might have tagged Brooklyn as she was trying to kind of reposition herself on the bag. And that one's on the outside corner for a strike. So the count now one ball and two strikes here on Danica Havlicek with a runner on third base for the Bison. An 8-4 Hastings St. Cecilia lead. Danica 0-2 today with two strikeouts. One looking, the other she swung on there in the first inning. And a little bit of a dust cloud makes its way through the infield. And so The pitcher, Andre Russo, calls for time. It was a great throw by the catcher, Mushelek, down there to third, and Bauer had it in her glove and swiped to tag kind of around her to the right, and the ball just popped out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So Danica Havlicek with a tough night tonight. Strikeout number five on the evening here for Russo. And now Paige Bortner will dig in. Paige 0 for 2 tonight with two flyouts. The last one was a sack, though, as it moved Brooklyn up to second. And then came home on the RBI from Aaliyah Hilker just a batter later. Russo with one down, a runner on third base, and the pitch to Paige. She swings right through it for strike number one. Paige on the season, 440 hitter coming into the night with 29 RBIs, does not have one. Paige would love nothing more here to try to drive it a run, spark an offensive rally in the fifth. And the pitch, Paige takes high and tight for ball number one. So one ball, one strike, one down, runner on third base. McCook and Hastings St. Cecilia for the regular season final game. And here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, rolled over towards first. Backhanded there. Bulky runs back to the bag. Gets the out. The run does come home to score. And so the Bison cut the lead down to three, but two outs here in the fifth. And the Bison will try to have to continue the rally with nobody on and two down. And Malia Hilker coming to the plate. So it's an RBI ground out for Paige Bortner. And now Malia Hilker will step up to the plate. So Hilker, who is 0-1 for 2 today with a single, an RBI, and a run scored in the pitch. And Hilker will take low and in the dirt for a ball. And if you're just joining us, Hilker there in the first inning was a part of a interesting first inning, you could say. Or in the top of the first. The bottom of the first was its own thing, but in the top of the first, she thought she was hit by a pitch, didn't take off down to first until it was too late, and now Hilker swings, sends a hot shot down the first base line that will be foul, and the count is now no balls and one strike. So Hilker, one ball and one strike, excuse me, Hilker swung at a ball, it kind of was high and tight, and it looked like she maybe swung, and it went off the bottom of the bat. And Hilker swings right through that one to make the count one ball and two strikes. But Hilker didn't think she swung, and then the home plate umpire was like, you swung, it's a fair ball, because Mushelek picked it up in front of home plate and threw her out at first. It was a weird, interesting way to end the top of the first inning. And here is the pitch, and Hilker will take inside corner for a ball. Two balls, two strikes, two down. Nobody on. One run in for the Bison here in the top of the fifth inning. Checking the wrist is Russo, and winds and delivers, swings, pops it up high on the infield. Center fielder Widener now will make her way in as the ball traveled all the way out there with a nice little gust of wind. She falls underneath it and makes the catch. So the Bison get one back, but still are down 8-5 to Hastings St. Cecilia as we make our way to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Hastings St. Cecilia 8, McCook 5. Bison softball here on Kicks 96.1. Hastings St. Cecilia in front as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning, 8-5, and they're at the plate again here, bottom of the order, to face Briley Morgan, who works her way into her fifth inning of work. It's Paisley Mangers to lead off, who has singled, scored a run, and has also reached via an error back in the third on a play that could go either way between a hit and an error out to Leeson Keller. And here is the pitch. Mangers will take inside for the ball. The play there in the third inning that was deemed an error, Keller ran over to her right and it just squibbed off her glove and kind of body out into center field after she was playing shaded more towards first on a hard ground ball that Mangers hit up the middle. And Mangers will take on the inside corner here for a strike, and it evens it out at one ball, one strike, bottom of the fifth inning, 8-5 lead in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia's. Mangers digs back in. And here is the 1-1 pitch. And it swung on right back at him. Riley Morgan with some spin. She's able to make the catch. And there is out number one. So three straight retired for Briley Morgan on the line out right back at her. And that will now bring up Maddie Bauer here for the Blue Hawks. So Bauer today has reached via an error, scored a run, and flown out to right field. And Bauer will dig in here with nobody on and one down to the bottom of the fifth inning. A three-run Blue Hawk lead after a three-run fourth inning gave him that. Here's the pitch. This one's popped up down the right field line. First baseman Havlicek racing over there, but then it curves back behind her and drops down. Layson Keller was over there as well, but I think she thought Havlicek was going to have it the whole way and then didn't really insert herself until it was too late, and the ball drops down on the infield. So no balls and a one strike. Still a strike out of it, but wish you could have the out, I'm sure. And now Bowers digs in again. The pitch, and that one almost hits her, but she ducks out of the way with her knees. And the count now goes to one ball and a one strike. So coming up here on High Plains Radio, as you know, we'll have Bison football coming up tomorrow right here, 6 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock kick. Bison squeaked out a win last week on the road in Gearing, 24-23. And here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike number two. To make it a one ball and two strikes. The Bison 24-23 win last week, now 4-1. We'll take on Hastings with a lot of district implications on the line in that one, as the Bison would love to force nothing than a true district championship when they travel to Scotts Bluff in a couple of weeks. And the pitch, and that one's on the outside corner for a ball to even it out at two balls and two strikes, but they got to get through Hastings to do it. So that'll be coming up tomorrow, 6 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock kick. Also watch it on our Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel. And towing the rubber again is Morgan. Winds and delivers the 2-2, and that one's on the inside corner for a ball. Don't forget, we have Royals baseball going on over on our sister station, the Big Talker 1300 AM, 97.5 FM, as the Royals sweep the Baltimore Orioles. The 3-2 pitch swung on line past Bortner, but foul down the third baseline. And those Kansas City Royals, a young squad, and just filled with a bunch of hope and promise, and hopefully they can live up to some of those promises in the Bronx. And back where the Royals had a tough time in their early days, beating the Yankees, finally did en route on their way to a World Series. Here's the pitch, and that one's on the outside corner for ball number four. So it's a one-out walk for Matty Bauer. And so the Royals will try to do it. We'll have all the coverage of that ALDS Game 1 coming up on Saturday, 5 o'clock pregame, 5:38 first pitch on the Big Talker 1300 AM, 97.5 FM. Hopefully you all enjoyed the extended postgame show last night, as I know the Royals did with all the champagne that was flowing. And here is the first pitch, taken low for a ball here to eight-hole hitter Chloe Orasso, who has singled, driven in a run, and popped out to second base. She popped out to second there in the third for out number two, and then Keller threw it to Brooklyn Gillen to double off the runner at second. Bulky to end the third with a double play. And here is the 0-1 pitch. That one's on the outside corner for a ball. Make it a one ball to one strike. One down, runner on first base here in the inning. So once again, Royals and Yankees coming up over the weekend on our sister station, the Big Talker, 1300 AM, 97.5 FM. And here is the 1-1 pitch. And that one will be on the outside corner. And picked back down to first and back in time. Over there is Matty Bauer. So the count, one ball and two strikes here on Chloe Orasso, the eight-hole hitter. Don't forget, we'll have Bison softball coverage again coming up on Monday, as the Bison will have an off weekend this weekend. Have had back-to-back weekends off to end the year. Getting rested up. The 1-2 pitch outside corner, just a little out, two outside. And the count is two balls and two strikes. But the Bison will open up the B-10 sub-district tournament against Alliance at 2 o'clock. And here is the 2-2 pitch outside corner. And that'll be ball four, excuse me. And that was ball three. So there was a lot going on there. The hitter, Chloe Rosso, thought it was ball four, threw her bat over towards the dugout, and then the runner from first started nonchalantly going down to second. McCook was almost able to get her at second as they picked it back to first, and it just wasn't in time. So the Bison almost got a free out there. But instead, everyone retreats back and is safe, and Rosso digs in with a full count. And the 3-2 pitch is outside ball four. So it is a walk. So back-to-back walks. Walk number five of the game for Briley Morgan, and it puts runners on first and second base with one down. 9-hole hitter Avery Kissinger to the plate, who hit a screamer her last time up, probably came off 100 miles an hour off the bat, and in between short and third and was able to get on first, but then was a part of that fielder's choice, so hasn't made her way around. And the pitch to Kissinger is on the inside corner for a ball. Kissinger today, 2-for-2, 2 singles, 2 RBIs. What you want out of the 9-hole hitter in any lineup. Doesn't matter who you are or who you're playing for or what you're playing for. So Briley Morgan looks down to the wrist, down to the count, 1-ball and 0-strike here to Avery Kissinger in the pitch. Kissinger swings, sends a hot shot over the top of Keller's head. It'll bounce off the infield into center field. Hilker comes in, throws it to second base. Everybody just moves up a base, and they throw her out at second base. Oh, my goodness. Brooklyn Gillen just applied a tag over there on Rosso at second, and they must have said her leg was up in the air after she got off the bag. And so a big out right there for out number two. It takes Rosso off the bag, and the head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia maybe wanting to talk with the umpires. Instead, he doesn't, and it looked like the runner was safe at second base after she dove back in, and then when she stood up on the bag, Brooklyn came, applied a tag, and it must have been just enough when her foot was off the bag to get the out. So Kissinger is on with a single. And so Rosso thrown out on second. Still runners on the corners with two outs. Wow. Almost had the bases loaded, and instead it's just runners on first and third with two out. Top of the hitter, order to hitter Kyler Widener will step in, and she takes strike one. So what an interesting play there, because it goes from bases loaded to just runners on first and third, but the key part of that, two outs. So the Bison just need to get one more out, and they're out of the inning, while Hastings St. Cecilia is trying to find a way to score with two outs. They put up three there in the fourth to make it an 8-4 game. Bison rattle back with one there in the fifth to make it 8-5. Briley Morgan wanting to see the signs again. And now winds and delivers the 0-1 pitch to Widener, and she'll take on away to pick down to third base. And she's back in time. Down there at third is Maddie Bauer. So Rosso, she kind of trotted off towards third, and Brooklyn, who had the ball, got it from Hilker, who ran in to field the play and did a great job, got on her horse right away and kept the runners at the respective bags. And Hilker threw it into Gillen, and here's the 1-1 pitch. It's on the outside corner and called for a ball, so 2 balls and 1 strike. And Brooklyn then just saw her kind of dive to the bag. She was standing up. Gillen went and applied the tag, and then she was called out, and sticking with her hands out was Rosso, so she must have just had a foot off the bag. And the pitch swung on, lifted high and deep into left field, right at Danny Johnson. She can't come in and make the play, as it'll carry him off her glove. One run is in, and on her way to second base, standing up on the E7 is Kyler Widener, and it's now 9-5 here in the ball game. So Kissinger, who is running on anything, makes it away all the way over to third. It's an E7. And Danny Johnson, who has been tested a lot today, that time was playing right where the ball went. She just had to run in about 2 or 3 steps and didn't get there quick enough, kind of misread it just for a second or two, and stuck the glove out in front of her, and it just caroms off the backside of her glove right where the hand goes into the glove, and it just caromed out in front of her. She was able to pick it up and get it in, just allowing one run to come home. But now here's 2-hole hitter Izzy Coles at the plate, who doubled and scored a run her last time up, and she will take on the inside corner to even the count at 1-ball and 1-strike. So runners at second and third here with 2 down and 9-5 lead in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia in the bottom of the fifth inning. And so Coles will call time, wants to take a couple of more practice swings as Bradley Morgan was looking back into the dugout there for a little bit of guidance. And here's the 1-1 pitch, swung out, rolled over, right back at Bortner. She'll pick it in foul territory, and they're going to call it foul. Looked like it might have been fair, but just barely goes back foul. So the count is now 1-2. So 1-2. 2-2, 9-5 lead for Hastings St. Cecilia, who have put up 4 runs over the past 2 innings after a 5 spot in the bottom of the first. And here's the 1-2 pitch, outside corner for ball 2, so make it 2-2. McCook has just seemed to be climbing a mountain since that 5-run first inning and made their way back into it to get it to a 1-run game there in the top of the third. But since then, it's been all Hastings St. Cecilia outscoring the Bison 4-1. And the pitch inside corner. No, looked like could have been down there, but instead called a ball. Make it 3-2. 2-2, runners on second and third for Hastings St. Cecilia. Izzy Coles at the plate, doubled and hit an RBI last time up. The pitch, Cole swings, hot shot down the line, foul. And the count's now 3-2. Like I said, sub-district softball coming your way on Monday when McCook meets up with Alliance, 2 o'clock at the JC Sports Complex in Game 1. Then Game 2 will be Scottsbluff and Garing at approximately 4 o'clock, and then at approximately 6, the sub-district championship, if McCook can take down Alliance. They will play the winner of Scottsbluff and Garing, and the winner of that will be on to the district finals. And here's the 3-2 pitch, fouled off down the line again. Count remains 3-2. Hastings St. Cecilia will meet the winner of Fall City and Ponca here in the Class C1 sub-district tournament, as this year a little bit different in Class C than it is in B with the sub-district tournaments. They used a serpentine method. And the 3-2 pitch swung on, popped up, foul, and out of play. So they kind of used the wild card points. Hastings at the top, so they get to host the sub-district tournament. And then the teams get kind of seeded out after that. So you didn't really know who was in your sub-district all year long until the beginning part of this week. And so they will wait to take on the winner of Fall City and Ponca. And here is the 3-2. It's high and tight for ball 4. So a 2-out walk loads the bases for Hastings St. Cecilia. And Abby Michelek will dig in. As now the Bison will call time and are going to get together on the infield here and talk some things over. With the bases loaded and 2 outs, you get a force at any base. So wherever the ground ball goes, that's where you go to the bag that's closest to you. Bases loaded, it's Coles on first, Widener on second, and Kissinger on third. But like I was saying, Hastings St. Cecilia will await the winner of Fall City and Ponca. And then that game will be at 2, and then at 4, Centura and O'Neill, the 2 and 3 seeds in that tournament, will play. And then at 6, approximately here at the Bill Smith Softball Complex, will be the C1 District Championship between the winners of Hastings St. Cecilia, Fall City, and Ponca, and the winner of Centura and O'Neill. So 2 down, bases loaded, and digging in, 3-hole hitter Abby Michelek, who last time up hit a 2-run shot. And the pitch, and that one is on the outside for a ball. And if you didn't know it was gone off the bat, well, then you weren't looking at it close enough, because that ball was way out of here from Michelek her last time up. Danny Johnson took 2 steps and watched it go, as there is ball 2, and they're trying to keep it away from her this time. As Danny turned, ran to the fence, and it was still probably, I said 100 feet the first time, probably 50 feet over her head still, and was way out, went way past the fence. And here is the 2-0 pitch. And that one is right down the middle and in there for a strike. So make it 2-1. Bases loaded, 2 down here in the bottom of the 5th inning. And Hastings St. Cecilia can open it up here, maybe shut the door for good on the Lady Bison, which is what Briley Morgan is trying to prevent if Michelek gets a hold of one here. And the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. She was wanting to go for the fence on that one. Took a hard rip at it. And the count goes full at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Briley Morgan trying to come with a big pitch here in the bottom of the fifth inning with the bases loaded. Checks the armband again, toes the rubber. And the 2-2 pitch swung on, popped up high and deep in the left field. Danny Johnson in foul territory will make the play. Danny Johnson comes up big after the error earlier in the inning to make a play in foul territory, and it gets the Bison out of a bases loaded jam in the fifth. To the sixth we go here in the Bill Smith Softball Complex in Hastings. It's Hastings St. Cecilia in front 9-5. It's Bison Softball here on Kix 96.1. Sixth inning here from the Bill Smith Softball Complex in Hastings, 9-5. Hastings St. Cecilia out in front as they have a 5-run first inning and have put up 4 over the last 2 to open up a 4-run lead. The Bison, who put 1 run up in the 5th, quickly back down by 4 after giving up 1 run in the bottom half of the inning. And Roslyn Weimers will lead it off for the Bison here. And here is the first pitch. And Roslyn will take outside for a strike. Roslyn has been at the plate twice, struck out, singled, drove home a run, and made it to second on an error there in the third inning. And the pitch, and Roslyn will take on the outside corner for a ball this time. So make it 1 ball and 1 strike, 9-5 Hastings St. Cecilia in the top of the sixth inning. And here is the pitch, and that one will be outside, high and away for ball 2. 2 balls and 1 strike. I'd like to thank some more of our sponsors today of Bison Softball, Carpenter Breland Funeral Home, Community Hospital, DNS Hardware, Dan's RS Sanitation, Decatur Health, Devaney Motors, Garrison's, and McCook Letting, Horizon Bank. Big thank you to all of them for helping us out, covering Bison Athletics and Bison Softball here on Kix 96.1. 2-2 counts here on Roslyn Weimers. With nobody on, nobody out, and a 9-5 Blue Hawk lead, and Roslyn will roll it over just in front of the plate. Now we'll carry him up against the Hastings St. Cecilia dugout. So 9-5 here in the top of the sixth inning. Hastings St. Cecilia with 4 runs over the past 2 innings. McCook with just 1, but that comes off of a third inning in which they put up 4 alone. And the pitch swing popped up foul down the right field line. Right fielder making her way over, and she was almost able to make the catch, was Coles. And so the count will remain at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So, like I mentioned, Bill Smith Softball Complex, where Hastings St. Cecilia calls home for the whole season, where they host a 5-0 record here on this field. The pitch, swing, and fouled off. Also played some tournaments here as well, but that were technically not home for. But this is where they do call home, and then they will host the sub-district tournament, possibly a district final, and then they'll be in the state tournament if they make it that whole way, and it'll be played right here. And the pitch swung on, popped up, foul, and out of play, and the count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. Every single game of the state tournament play here except for the state championship game. That game played at Connie Clausen Field in Omaha on the campus of the University of Nebraska, Omaha. Beautiful field down there, just like they are here, and the 2-2 is on the inside for ball 3. Beautiful field. Fields here at Hastings, 8 of them, 7 of them to be exact, excuse me, and one nice baseball field as well attached to it. And here is the 3-2 pitch. And that one will be low for ball 4, and Roslyn Weimers is on with a leadoff walk here in the 6th inning. So maybe some 6th inning magic here for the Bison as... Maybe some sixth inning magic here as they get the leadoff hitter on. And the old saying, baseball, softball, leadoff walks lead to runs. The Bison would love to have that here. As Layson Keller will dig in to face Andre Rosso again. And here is the first pitch to Keller. She swings, sends a high shot, high and deep to center field, and Widener turns, looks, and see you later! Second home run of the night for the Bison! Layson Keller tattoos one to the deepest part of the park! Layson with her second homer of the season cuts the lead to 2-9-7. So Layson Keller with a two RBI home run, two-run homer. That's the second time that the Bison tonight have got the leadoff hitter on and then hit a home run. It came back in the third, and it started a four-run scoring inning. And now can they do the same here as Briley Morgan will do? Be up. And again, it's the bottom half of the order to do it, starting with a five-hole hitter. And then the six-hole hitter, Layson Keller, hits her second homer of the season to make it 9-7 here in inning number six. So quickly to a two-run game, Briley Morgan will dig in, who's 0-for-2. And Briley swings at the first pitch she sees and fouls it off. So Layson Keller to the deepest part of the park. Widener took a step in and then immediately turned around and watched the ball fly right over her head to the deepest part of the park. And it's 9-7. The 0-1 pitch swung on a hot shot roller up to second base, picked on the first, and it's in time. Great play by the second baseman Kissinger there, having to charge in just behind the circle to make the play. And there's the first out here of the sixth inning. And so Danny Johnson will dig in, who has doubled, scored a run, and flown out today. Danny was the one that stepped up, ripped a double, and then Sydney Hutchins behind her homered her home back in the third inning. And the Bison with somewhat of a similar time here in this inning, the pitch. And now Danny Johnson sends a high fly ball deep into left field. Widener looks. That ball is gone! Bye-bye softball again in the end! And Danny Johnson gets it to go out. Make it 9-8. And the Bison, who came into the inning down four, are down one. And they use the long ball to cut it to a one-run game. So Danny Johnson, who has been hot at the plate over the last couple of weeks of the season, cashes in on that, hits her first homer of the season, and drives home her 11th RBI, driving herself home, and a 9-5 lead has evaporated to 9-8 with a three-run inning from the Bison on the sixth, with a two-run homer and a solo shot, one to dead center field, the other to left center field. Widener that time tried to dive for it, up against the temporary fence out there and dove into the fence and over it, and it was way past her outstretched glove, but made it look interesting out there. And now Sydney Hutchins, who's already got one homer on the day, will dig in. 9-8 here in the sixth inning, and the Lady Bison, what a comeback, have been down by five and down by four in the game and are back within a run here in the sixth. So Rosso will retake the rubber. And here's the pitch to Hutchins, and she will take four ball number one. So one ball and no strikes. Five runs in the first for Hastings St. Cecilia. Four in the third for McCook. Three in the fourth for Hastings St. Cecilia. One of the fifth for McCook. One of the fifth for Hastings St. Cecilia. Now three in the sixth here for McCook. And Sydney Hutchins will take on the inside corner for a strike. And makes it one ball and one strike. Man, oh man. Huge home run right there for Danny Johnson. And it's 9-8. And here is the pitch. And now Sydney pops one up on the infield. Rosso out of the circle to her right, and she'll make the play. So around two homers, she's got two outs. And the top of the order will step up with Brooklyn Gillen, who has the power as well to say goodbye to the softball. And she will dig in here, who has reached base in every single plate appearance for her today, has doubled twice, scored two runs, and been hit by a pitch, has also stolen a base in today's contest. And now Rosso checks the sign. And twirls the ball. Brooklyn Gillen calls time, steps out of the box, takes a couple of practice swings. Two down here in the sixth inning, 9-8. Bison, who found themselves down 5-0 at the first, have come all the way back to make it a one-run game. Now Brooklyn with a hot shot towards short, picked up by Head on to first. Did she beat the throw? No, she didn't. It comes in just in front of Brooklyn Gillen. They don't like the call. Danica Havlicek is signaling safe. She's going to go step up to the plate. And now Easton Gillen is going to maybe ask for an appeal. And he's going to say no. And it's not what Easton Gillen wanted. But that will end the inning. So the Bison with the fireworks, doing it with the long ball. Two of them in the inning. We out of the bottom of the sixth. Our score, McCook down 9-8. It's Bison softball here on Kicks 96.1. McCook Bison softball back here on Kicks 96.1, where the Bison cut short there in the fifth. And now it will be Audrey Russo, the catcher, the pitcher who just gave up two homers to the Bison in the last inning to lead off here in the seventh, in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bison down by one at 9-8. And so Bradley Morgan on to pitch again here in the sixth inning. And the pitch, that one's on the outside corner for a ball. So the Bison led off the sixth inning with a walk. Layson Keller two pitches later with a two-run shot. Then a ground out from Bradley Morgan. And then a solo shot from Danny Johnson cuts it to a one-run game. And Brooklyn Gillen, for the first time in her last 10 plate appearances, was thrown out on the bases. And she grounds out 6-3 on a close play over at first. And here is the 2-0 pitch to Rosso. It's on the outside corner and called for a strike. So make it two balls and one strike. Bottom of the sixth inning here. And the Bison down by one, 9-8. Last time they were down by one, they gave up three runs in the bottom of that inning. And then we're staring at a four-run deficit again. And here's the pitch, and that one's low. That came when the Bison put up four in the third and then sent Hastings St. Cecilia scoreless in the bottom half. McCook went scoreless in the fourth, and then Hastings St. Cecilia put up three there in the bottom half of the fourth inning. And the pitch, and that one is in there for a strike on the outside corner. So count goes full at three balls and two strikes. Five of the first, three in the fourth, one in the fifth. Four Hastings St. Cecilia, four in the third, one in the fifth, three in the sixth for the Bison on the pitch. Swung on, popped up high on the infield, making its way to the outfield. Hilker is in and will make the catch for out number one. So Audrey Rosso, the catcher, goes down with a high, loud flyout. She's now 0-for-4 on the day, and that'll bring up Brooke Bulkey. Bulkier last time up, struck out, swinging in the fourth. Just is the was the third strikeout for Briley today. Briley with five walks to three strikeouts. Six walks to three strikeouts. Not the way she's used to pitching and wants to pitch. And here is the first pitch here. Bulkey swings, lifts it high and deep to right center field. That ball will bounce. It'll roll all the way to the wall. Hilker will throw it in. And retreating back to the bag with a single that touches the on-field fence is Brooke Bulkey. And now that'll be a one-out single for Brooke. And Paisley Mangers will dig in. So Mangers today. And it looks like there's going to be a courtesy runner checking in here for the Blue Hawks, as it'll be Anna Stritt to run out there. The senior outfielder will make her way into courtesy run for Brooke Bulkey. And now Mangers will dig in, the DP for the Blue Hawks, who has singled, scored a run, reached via an air, and lined out right back to Bradley Morgan, and stands in with a runner on first base and two down. The Bison have turned one double play, a second one they thought they had turned, but Layson Keller did not touch the bag. That was all the way back in the first inning. A five-run Hastings St. Cecilia first inning. And here's the first pitch. Manger swings, rolls it over to short, and Gillen has trouble with it. Steps on the bag for one, on to first for two. It's a double play! Brooklyn Gillen, who bobbled the ball, picked it up in the last second, stepped on the bag for one to first for two, and the Bison limit the threat there in the bottom of the sixth. To the seventh we go. The Bison need a run to tie, two to take the lead. It's 9-8, Hastings St. Cecilia here on Kicks 96-1. back here from the Bill Smith Complex, softball complex here in Hastings. 9-8, top of the seventh inning. Bison down to the final inning here, and they got to score one to tie and two to take the lead to force a bottom of the seventh inning. They score one, it'll force a bottom of the seventh inning either. And here's the first pitch to Danica, second pitch to Danica Avlicek, and she'll take a strike right down the middle. One ball and one strike. Man, oh man, what a game we have had. Incredible defense. The Bison turn their second double play to end the sixth and eliminate a threat. A pitch from Rosso, and Danica will take on the outside for a ball. The Bison are in it right now, just down by one after a three-run sixth that saw two softballs leave the yard. The first on a two-run homer from Layson Keller, the next on a solo shot from Danny Johnson. It was Keller's second homer of the season, Danny's first, and the Bison cut it to a one-run game. And now Danica will take down the middle for strike two, so the count goes full. Count goes even at two balls and two strikes. And here's the pitch. Danica swings right through it for strike number three. So Danica Havlicek goes down swinging, strikeout number six on the day for Audrey Rosso, who has given up four three-home runs to Bison hitters today. One in the third, and then two there in the sixth. And now Paige Bordner will step up, who's had a quiet day, is 0 for 3, and here's the pitch. She swings, pops it up high and deep into right field. Kissinger back, and she'll make the play in the outfield grass. And the Bison are down to their final out, down by one. And the girl you want at the plate to try to give you the lead, Malia Hilker, stands in as the Bison will have to do this with two outs. Down by one, down to their final out here. Audrey Rosso has really settled in the seventh compared to the sixth, where she gave up those two home runs. She climbs the rubber here. Malia Hilker at the plate. Bison down to the final out quickly in the pitch. That one will be on the outside corner and called for a ball. So one ball and no strikes. Malia Hilker's job, just get on any way possible and give the Bison a shot. Malia has went deep twice this season. A deep shot can tie it and send it to the seventh. She's got a 4.27 average coming into today. The pitch, Hilker takes inside for a ball. No, a strike, and to make it one ball and one strike. Hilker pushing every inch of her toes up against the plate, and so it kind of looked like a ball because she backed away from it, but it just caught the inside corner. One ball and one strike. Two down, 9-8 Hastings, St. Cecilia, top of the seventh. The pitch, and takes the inside corner pitch again, this time for a ball. It'll be two balls and one strike. So seventh inning, McCook has scored four over the last two to get to this point. Two down, 9-8, Hastings St. Cecilia, top of the seventh inning. Rosso checks the armband and the pitch. Hilker wanted to swing but takes it on the outside. So counting her favorite, three balls and one strike. And like I said, her only job is to get on base at any way possible. And Rosalind Weaver stands on deck, who walked her last time up and was driven home by the homer. The 3-1 pitch, and it's low ball. Four gets away from the catcher. Hilker trots down to force, so it is a two-out walk for Malia Hilker. And Roslyn Weimers will dig in. Weimers today struck out her first time up and since then has singled, driven home a run, walked, and scored a run. And now Hastings St. Cecilia will send out their pitching coach to talk with Rosso. Kind of go over some strategy here. Two down. It was a quick 2 outs as Havlicek worked an okay at bat there. Got it to 3-2, but then swung and missed. And it was a quick at bat as it was, you know, strike, ball, strike, ball, strike, ball, and then strike three. And then Paige Bordner stepped up, and on the second pitch, she flew out to right field, popped out to second base, but it was Kissinger that had to go back to her left on the outfield grass and to make the play. So 9-8, Hastings St. Cecilia in front by one over the Lady Bison, trying to pick up win number 23 of the season and force Hastings St. Cecilia to lose for the first time in 15 straight games. The Bison now with a runner on first base, so the tying run on first, go-ahead run at the plate. Rosalind Weimers stands in. She's got one homer on the season, 33 RBIs. And here is the first pitch. Weimers takes on the inside corner for a ball. The senior catcher has come up so huge for the Bison this season after a year last year where she thought she could have done a little bit better at the plate. And this season has really done it. Batting above 300 at 347 and has held down that fifth spot with so much confidence. Here's the pitch to her, and she'll take high and in for ball number two. Two balls and no strikes. Runner on first base. Tying run on first base. It's Malia Hilker who has got some wheels. So wouldn't be surprised to see Easton Gillen be a little bit aggressive here. Doesn't want to steal, though, with two outs. And the 2-0 pitch. And it'll be low for a ball. So the count now, three balls and no strikes from Rosso to Roslyn Weimers. Layson Keller stands on deck, who homered her last time at the plate to the deepest part of the park in dead center field. Hastings St. Cecilia playing no doubles defense in the outfield. And the 3-0 pitch is on the inside corner and called for a strike. Roslyn has seen one now, and now we'll dig in. Still ahead in the count, three balls and one strike. Runner on first base. McCook down to their final out. They need one to tie, two to take the lead. And the pitch, Roslyn will take low for a strike. And the count now goes full. Three balls, two strikes. McCook down to their final strike here in the game. 9-8 Hastings St. Cecilia, top of the seventh inning. Weimers digs in, touches the bat to the plate, and the 3-2 pitch. Weimers swings, pops it up high and deep to left center field. Looking up, that ball is gone! It's a two-run shot for Roslyn Weimers, and the Bison take the lead at 10-9 on a two-strike, two-out, two-run homer from Roslyn Weimers. The senior catcher comes up with the biggest moment of her career to give the Bison a lead in the top of the seventh inning. What a game. The Bison, using the long ball, hit their fourth homer of the game. It's a two-run shot, and they lead it 10-9. So the Bison, who have never led in this game, have their first lead in the top of the seventh. And Layson Keller, who homered her last time up, stands in. Roslyn Weimers, with the biggest moment of her career, steps up and rips a homer. It hung up in the air, got a little push from the wind, and it went over the fence for a two-run shot. Layson Keller, the first pitch to her, and she'll take inside. What an at-bat from Roslyn Weimers, too. Got ahead in the count 3-0, and then it went 3-2, and on the first pitch at 3-2, she sends it over the left center field fence. And here is the pitch, swung on and fouled off. And the count is now one ball and one strike here to Layson Keller, who has struck out, grounded out, and homered, and driven in two runs while also scoring one as well. One ball, one strike, two down, 10-9 lead for the Bison in the top of the seventh. And here's the pitch, swing and a miss for strike number two. So Keller down to the count, one ball and two strikes. The Bison have scored six runs over the last three innings and have come back to take the lead for the first time at 10-9. And here's the pitch, and that one's high. What a way to end the regular season for each of these two teams. 10-9, two balls, two strikes, two down. Keller at the plate. And here's the 2-2 pitch. Keller takes inside corner, called strike three, strikeout number seven for Rosso. And to the bottom of the seventh we go. It is McCook 10, Hastings St. Cecilia 9. We'll be back with the bottom of the seventh inning. It's Bison softball on Kix 96.1. Bottom of the seventh inning, and if you flip the radio off at all, well, you missed fireworks in the top of the seventh. The Bison, down to their final strike, hit a two-run home run to give themselves the lead. Roslyn Weimers down to the final strike, the final out, and she sends a two-run homer over the left center field fence. And the Bison take a 10-9 lead. Briley Morgan out to pitch her seventh inning. She'll face 7, 8, and 9 in the Hastings St. Cecilia lineup, and it's Maddie Bauer to lead off. And here is the first pitch to Maddie Bauer, and Bauer will take on the outside corner for a ball. The Bison, who have never led in this game, are now up by one with a chance to win it if they get three outs. They need one to tie, two to win as the Blue Hawks. In the pitch, Bauer swings and fouls it off, and the count is now one ball and one strike. So Bradley Morgan on in the circle for her seventh inning of work, has given up 9 runs, but was able to get out of a pickle last inning with a great double play from Brooklyn Gillen. And the pitch to Bauer, hot shot. Brooklyn dumps but can't make the play, and it'll squibble into left field and in for a leadoff single for Maddie Bauer. So the tying run stands on first. Go-ahead run at the tying run on first. And go-ahead run at the plate for the Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks. And Hastings St. Cecilia is going to send in a courtesy runner here. As Brooklyn Gillen, who almost made a great play on the ball, and the courtesy runner will be Tatum Hawkinson. So Hawkinson stands on first with nobody out. Chloe Rosso at the plate, the 8-hole hitter. Runner on first. The Bison have turned 2 double plays, almost 3 in the game. Can they come up with another one here? No balls, no strikes on Rosso. And the first pitch to her. She looks to bunt and will bunt it foul. So the count is no balls and one strike. And Hawkinson was off like a cheetah down there at first base. So Roslyn Weimers put the team on her back, came up with the biggest moment of her career. It's been a heck of a career for all of these seniors that are out there on the field right now. 10-9. McCook in front. No balls and one strike here on Rosso. And the pitch to her. She turns the bunt, pulls it back, and Weimers will throw it down to first. Getting back in time is Hawkinson. And the count is now 1-1 as the pitch was high above the zone. She pulled it back in time. Rosso looking to bunt the runner over, get her to second, put the Bison out of a double play position. It's 1-1 while Bradley Morgan is trying to find any way to get her out. Nobody out. Runner on first base. Tying run on first base. Go ahead run at the plate. The pitch to Rosso. She turns to bunt. It's right back to Morgan. Throws it to first. It's in time there to Keller. So she does the job, does Rosso, with a sack bunt. It goes 1-4 on the sack bunt putout. And there's one down with a runner on second base and Avery Kissinger at the plate. Roslyn Weimers, it's kind of come down to her again. She hit a huge home run to give the Bison the lead. Now she's got to be a rock behind home plate and keep Hawkinson on second. Avery Kissinger at the plate with a one down and a runner on second base. Kissinger, the first pitch to her, she'll take outside for a ball. Kissinger today has kind of been the thorn in the McCook side out of the 9-hole spot. Kissinger 3-for-3 with 3 singles and 2 RBIs, and Easton Gillen wants to come and talk with his squad. So Easton walking out of the first base dugout. And now he's going to call in the outfield as well to come in and talk. So it's going to be a full team meeting in the circle for the Bison, who lead it 10-9. The tying run stands on second for Hastings St. Cecilia. And the go-ahead run at the plate with one down. 9-hole hitter Avery Kissinger, who's 3-for-3 at the plate. What a ball game we have here for you tonight, folks. Final game of the regular season. These two teams already know their postseason fate, but they know that this game could matter so much more than just what it is tonight, just a win or a loss. It could move you up in the PowerPoint standings or move you down when it comes to the district finals, and they are battling out like it is a state tournament game tonight. McCook with their first lead coming in the seventh inning, trying to hold on to it. 10-9, one out, runner on second, 1-0 count to 9-hole hitter Avery Kissinger. Bradley Morgan checks the armband, twirls the ball on the belt, toes the rubber, winds and delivers, and Kissinger swings, sends a hot shot up the middle, it's into center field, rounding third, Hawkinson, she'll stop there, Avery Kissinger with just a line drive up the middle, Keller and Gillen didn't really know whether to go after it or not as it just traveled about 5 feet over the second base bag, hit the infield dirt, and trickled into center field, so it's two singles in the inning, and it's runners on first and third, so the winning run stands on first, tying run on third, and Kyler Widener is at the plate with a chance to win it here with one swing of the bat. Widener has reached three times today in the first pitch to her. She looks to bunt and bunts it foul. Widener has reached via a walk, struck out, reached via fielder's choice, and reached via an E7, has scored two runs in the ball game as well. Widener, who looks to slap out of that left-handed batter's box, slapped one just foul. So it's, and here is the first pitch. Next pitch, and she'll take on the outside. So one ball and one strike. Now here on Kyler Widener. Widener, her last time up, reached via an air. It's 10-9, bottom of the seventh inning, tying run on third, winning run on first. Widener at the plate, the pitch. Widener swings, slaps it foul again, and the count is now one ball and two strikes. Brianley Morgan working with just one out, trying to come up with a huge out here to end, to try to send it to two outs with two-hole hitter Izzy Coles standing on deck, licking her chops. She wants to maybe be the game-winning RBI. The Bison just need two outs to win it. In front, 10-9. The pitch outside. Corner! No! And Brooklyn Gillen jumped up at shortstop. Thought it was strike three. And I don't think the Bison liked the call at all. And so the count is now two balls and two strikes. Digging back in is the leadoff hitter, Kyler Widener. Even count. The 2-2-2-er. She slaps it foul again. She has just been able to stink the bat out there and just wants to poke one somewhere to drive home the run and tie it up. So the tying run stands on third base. Winning run on first for Hastings St. Cecilia. 10-9, bottom of the seventh inning. Bison got the lead on a two-run shot from Roslyn Weimers in the top half of the inning for their first lead of the contest. Here is the pitch, and Widener takes outside corner for ball three. So count goes full at three balls and two strikes. Kyler Widener will dig back in with base hit ball four on her mind with a 3-2 count. Infield corners are in for the Bison. The 3-2 pitch. Widener swings, rolls it over up the first baseline. It'll trickle off her bat and foul, and we'll redo it all again. So three balls and two strikes, and she hit probably what she wished was a fair ball there because it trickled along the line and was behind her at one point with a backspin, and it would have been a tough play for the Bison to make. It definitely would have scored the run. Tying run on third, winning run on first, three balls, two strikes, one down. Brianley Morgan against Kyler Widener. The 3-2, Widener fouls it off again. What an at-bat here for Kyler Widener, as she is just trying to slap it anywhere out there in the outfield or on the infield and force that run to come home. The Bison, you would think any infielder that gets it would want to throw it home, but maybe Easton Gillen will call him off, say, we'll just go for the tie and play for extras. We'll see what they want to do. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch to Widener. She swings, slaps it towards Gillen. To her right, she's looking to throw it home. She does the throw home. They tag her at the plate. She's out. And Weimers is on the ground. The ball came out of her glove, and then Brooklyn Gillen picks it up, but she did make the tag, and Roslyn Weimers is down after a collision at home plate. Kelsey Gillen is out of the dugout, and I think she wanted something there, and Easton Gillen is going to come out and talk because there was a collision at home, and the runner from first is all the way at third, and are they going to, I think they're wanting to back her up because the Bison didn't have a play after it was a hot shot. So Gillen comes home. Weimers is looking okay as she's shaking out the legs behind home plate there. Easton Gillen still talking with the home plate umpire. And are they wanting to, because the Bison didn't have a chance to throw the runner out over at third after it was a hard collision between her and the courtesy runner Hawkinson. But what a play by Brooklyn Gillen. Kind of forced Hawkinson to run with the way she did everything. And now Roslyn Weimers makes a huge catch there after the huge homer. So it'll be a fielder's choice. The runner moved up to second on the throw. Another runner on third. That's the tying run. But it goes 6-2 on the fielder's choice for the second out. So runners at second and third here for the Bison, for the Blue Hawks. Bottom of the seventh inning, Bison with a one-run lead at 10-9. Easton Gillen still talking with the home plate umpire, and his argument is essentially there was a collision. Weimers is on her chest behind home plate, and the Bison just didn't have a shot at all of trying to stop the runners from moving up, and I think he was wanting maybe an interference called, and since the play already happened, there's nothing you could really do about that. It's just kind of one of those gray area calls. And probably the right decision made by the home plate umpire there. So runners on second and third. Two down here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And it all falls on Izzy Coles to try to drive in a run. So the tying run on third, winning run on second. Coles at the plate. She's walked and doubled in her last two plate appearances, has driven in a run and scored a run. And here is the first pitch to her, and it swung on, popped up on the infield, and Brooklyn Gillen makes the play! The Bison complete the comeback! Down of the whole entire game! They take the lead 10-9 to the top of the seventh, and win it in a dramatic bottom of the seventh inning! And the McCook Lady Bison with a huge exclamation point come from behind win to end the 2024 season. What a game! What a Roslyn Weimer seventh inning, and the Bison won it here in Hastings 10-9. Oh my goodness, you can finally take a breath. Take that seatbelt off. What a ride it was to the end. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, it's the postgame show from the Smith Softball Complex in Hastings. It's a Bison winner, 10-9. What a heck of a game here tonight. Bison with the win, 10-9. It's Bison Softball on Kicks 96.1. Welcome back here from Smith Softball Complex in Hastings, where it was a wild one tonight between the Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks and the McCook Lady Bison. It is the Lady Bison coming out on top by a final score of 10-9, a game in which the Bison did not lead until the final inning of the night, and they walk away with the win by a final score of 10-9. What a game, as the Bison, who did not score for the first time until the third inning, they put up a huge two spot on the top of the seventh, thanks in part to a two-run shot from Roslyn Weimers to give the Bison their first lead of the contest, and they walk away with the win 10-9 over Hastings St. Cecilia. And we're joined alongside here with head coach of the Lady Bison, Easton Gillen. Boy, coach, did you take your blood pressure pills yet, or what? That was a good one, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'll have to look back at my watch and see what the heart rate got up in that game. But, oh, my goodness, what a fun one. What a fun environment. Just a great game overall.
Yeah, man, up and down, left and right, crazy plays, weirdness that you'll never see again in your whole time coaching with the way the first inning started there for you guys. But, and it kind of felt like maybe a little bit of your momentum and some of the breath, you know, you guys kind of had to regroup, take a deep breath. You get a big four-run inning there in the third. It starts with a home run, and you guys hit four of those tonight. And then Roslyn Weimers, can't say enough about her. She comes up clutch there in the seventh inning. I mean, just overall crazy game, wasn't it?
Oh. It was just one start with, like, to start the year, we met in the classroom and we wanted to focus a lot on the mental part of this game, because it's a lot of mental aspects of this game that come into play. And we were sitting in the classroom, we talked about just our why, you know, why do we go out, why have we put in all the work to go play this game. And then we also talked about an important part that kind of our saying and something we've lived by this season, and that's I say, where are we? And the girls respond, right here, right now. And there is no better example of that mindset than tonight. After that first game, or that first inning, we could have shut down and just let that bother us, But the girls continue to fight, and I'm extremely proud of them for that. And it might have fired them up a little bit. But just having that mindset of right here, right now, the only thing we can control is that next pitch, that next at-bat. And the girls have bought into that, and it's continuing to show this season. But, yeah, can't say enough about the bats. The bats got hot there. Scene one, and then things just kept rolling. Danny Johnson, super excited for her. She's been on a roll lately, and she's won in that eight-hole spot, and she's and Sid Hodgson, too, they're at the ninth spot, and we've talked about that where, you know, that bottom of the lineup does a great job of just finding ways on or just getting things to continue to roll. And I think that was Danny's first home run. I've never seen a girl smile so big in my life, but just that excitement. And we talked to them that it's things like this that you're going to look back on and remember. And just proud of how they battled. And then Lacey Keller, she's one, you know, haven't been hitting the best. And but she didn't let that affect her in the box tonight. And she got her home run to go. And then Rosalind Weimers, same thing, 3-2 count, and found a way to put it over. And just having that resilience mindset in the box just was so crucial tonight.
Yeah, and you kind of mentioned Rosalind there. What a seventh inning for her. She steps up, hits that two-run homer for you guys to take the lead, and then the bottom half of the inning with a runner on third, she's got to worry about her coming home and not allowing a pass ball. Instead, she takes a huge collision there, hangs onto the ball, and gets it for you. I mean, just that just shows that's just kind of your team identity of you know, just stepping up big in the clutch moments, and she did right there, didn't she?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it in the pregame show, getting runners on with no outs. How do we find ways to get out of those situations? And we found another way this evening in that bottom of the seventh inning. And it's just that resiliency that these girls have, that no-quit mindset. And, yeah, Rosalind did a great job to be able to hit that ball. But then, like you said, take a hit herself there in the bottom of the seventh. And she's done a great job for us behind the plate. Can't say enough about her and what she's done back there.
You're going to relish on this one, I'm sure, for today and a little bit over the weekend, but then you're going to flip that focus, and on Monday you get three really good teams come to the JC Sports Complex, four including you guys, and you get Alliance first, and then if you win that one, you get Scottsbluff or Gearing. It's going to be a tough tournament, and you guys are going to be ready for it, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and like you said, you know, use this momentum to hopefully carry over into Monday, and it's a whole new season. At this point, you throw the records out. Postseason, you can't just expect that because you beat them the first game or whatever it might be, that that's going to be the same team that shows up that second game or this time of the season. At this point, I think of it as everyone's 0-0, and they all have the right or the same chance of moving on. So can't overlook anyone, and just got to go into it with the right mindset and just continue to work on getting better and fine-tuning a few things here and there.
Well, Coach, thanks for stopping by. Congrats on the win. Maybe go take some blood pressure pills, calm yourself down, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Once again, Head Coach Easton Gillen after a Bison winner tonight by a final score of 10-9. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, wrap things up here from Hastings. Bison winner 10-9. It's Bison softball here on Kicks 96.1. Welcome back here from Smith Softball Complex, home of the Nebraska State Tournament, where tonight we saw ourselves a state tournament thriller, and it's not even the state tournament. It wasn't even postseason softball. No, it was the last regular season game for both Hastings St. Cecilia and McCook, and what a thriller did we have as the Lady Bison walk away with a win by a final score of 10-9, taking down the Blue Hawks. Take you through inning by inning. It was Hastings St. Cecilia getting front 5-0. It was a weird play in that bottom of the first inning where the Bison thought they had doubled off the runner, Abby Mushelik over at second, Kyler Widener over at second base, but instead they say Layson Keller didn't touch the bag, so her, along with Abby Mushelik, who was on first base, continued to run. They scored two runs, and McCook wasn't even on the field, and so the Bison kind of argued a little bit, but it still stayed as called. The Bison, then after that, it just kind of, when it rains, it pours for the Blue Hawks, and they put up three more runs. offense and led it 5-0 after the first inning. Then we would be scoreless after the each team would be scoreless there in the second inning. So Hastings St. Cecilia after two would still be up 5-0. That's when the floodgates would open for the Bison, especially with a home run ball, as Danny Johnson would lead off with a hot shot double, and then Sydney Hodgins would hit her second home run of the season, driving her and Johnson home to give the Bison their first two runs of the game. They would put up two more, and it would be 5-4 after the third. Then Hastings St. Cecilia would strike back with three more in the fourth and one in the fifth after the Bison would match it in the top half, and it would be 9-5 heading into the sixth inning. That's where the Bison would get three runs in the sixth inning alone, all of them on the home run, as they would be a leadoff walk for Roslyn Weimers, and then a two-run shot for Layson Keller for her second homer of the season. And then Danny Johnson would come up with a huge hit again, this time a solo shot for her first homer of the season, and claw the Bison back into it to make it 9-8. The Bison would send Hastings St. Cecilia down the sixth, and they would step up in the seventh, needing one run to tie and two to take the lead. And just as quick, the Bison would get down to their two outs. So they just had one. Hastings St. Cecilia just needed one more out, and they win the game. And instead, Roslyn Weimers makes the count go full. Malia Hilker steps up, gets a leadoff walk with a full count, a two-out walk with a full count. And then Roslyn Weimers steps up with a 3-2 count. After the count was 3-0 in her favor, it went to 3-2. Her back was up against the wall, and she takes the first 3-2 pitch she sees and drives it out high and deep to left field for a two-run home run to give the Bison the lead. Layson Keller would strike out to end the inning and give it off to Briley Morgan to try to finish it off in her seventh inning of work. The Bison would give up a leadoff single, and then after that it would be a sack bunt to move the runner up to second, and then Avery Kissinger would put a ball into play at shortstop. Brooklyn Gillen would run in, bait the runner into throwing home. She threw it home, and after a hard collision, Roslyn Weimers would hold on to the softball, and she would be called out at home, would Maddie Bauer. Then it would be, so the fielder's choice from Kyler Widener, and put runners on second and third again, and Izzy Coles would fly out to shortstop to end the game, as the Bison would win it 10-9. The Bison finished with 10 runs on 9 hits and 4 errors on the evening. Hastings St. Cecilia with 9 runs on 10 hits and 1 error. Riley Morgan will get the win. She finishes with 7 innings pitched, 10 hits, 9 runs, 5 earned, 6 walks, and 3 strikeouts. The Bison now improved to 23-6 on the season. Hastings St. Cecilia drops to 23-2. The Blue Hawks will compete in the C1 District Tournament coming up next, sub-district tournament coming up on Monday, where they'll either meet up with Falls City or Ponca. McCook will meet up with Alliance in the first round of the B10 sub-district tournament in McCook on Monday. We'll have coverage right here on Kicks 96.1, starting with pregame at 1:45 and first pitch at 2, and then we'll cover the Bison all the way throughout as long as they keep winning. As the Bison, it's kind of a win and you're in there, lose and you're out. So the Bison in the sub-district tournament coming up on Monday, they get the win to end the regular season 2024 with a 23-6 record. We'll have Bison softball coverage from the sub-district tournament again coming up on Monday, 1:45 pregame, 2 o'clock first pitch between McCook and Alliance. What a game. What a season for the McCook Lady Bison. Their first 20-win regular season since 2007. First 20-win season since 2017. And the Bison will now try to make some more magic just like they did tonight in the postseason. We'll talk to you on Monday from the JC Sports Complex. I'm Sam Knoll, signing off, saying so long and good night.